You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Thank you. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for game four in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie as the Bay Sox were able to pick up a one-run win yesterday. Tight one as they held on to a bit of a big lead early, a three-run lead thanks to some late home runs by the Hudson Haskin and Andrew Dashbach to make sure that they were able to, you know, put a bit of a lead in front and hold on from a Jacob Hayward two-run home run in the top of the eighth inning. Garrett Stallings was able to pitch fine for the Bay Sox, 4 1/3 with three runs allowed, but he didn't give up the runs until the fifth inning when he had tossed four scoreless. He had a little bit of trouble with walks and then a double. Well, Noah DeNoyer came in and pitched excellently in relief, was able to pick up his first double-A win, while the Bay Sox got a good save from Hector Perez to wrap up the day. As we look on to today's game, let's open with the numbers ahead of the contest as Richmond comes in for game number 129 on the season, a 61-67 record, a one-game losing streak. The Squirrels are 4-6 over their last 10. As Richmond is 29-37 when playing on the road, and Bowie comes in for game number 130 this season, a 64-65 record, a one-game winning streak. The Bay Sox are 5-5 over their last 10, and they're 36-30 when playing in front of home crowds here at Prince George's Stadium. Second half has, of course, been very tight between these two squads. While Richmond is only 21-38 here in the second half, they do already have their ticket punched to the Eastern League's postseason, so they're just biding their time before they can maybe start a bit of a warm-up run into the 2022 playoffs. But the Bay Sox are 37-23. They're still tied with the Erie Seawolves for the best record in the Southwest Division at this point. They will see if they can maybe build a little bit of ground. The Seawolves got going a little bit earlier than we did here in this contest, and because of that, we can already mention that the Altoona Curve have taken a 1-0 lead over Erie in the third inning. So, but we might be able to use this as an opportunity to jump ahead in the Southwest Division standings. Of course, they will need, you know, to get the work done on their own right. Today's starting pitching matchup sees Kyle Harrison go for the Squirrels, while Chase McDermott will get the start for the Bay Sox. Now, Harrison has had a fine season, has spent most of it with the Squirrels. He's another strikeout artist, top prospect kind of arm in the Giants organization. He's their number two overall prospect and currently rated as the number three left-handed pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball. That tells you how good of a pitcher he can be and the way that his fastball can really, really play. Harrison outclassed batters in high A, allowing only runs in two of his seven starts. You heard me right. Only two of his seven starts he actually allowed any sort of runs in. But after he jumped up to double A, there was a bit of a learning curve, and while he was able to get it finally going, he really got it into gear when Richmond made the trip up to Prince George's Stadium back at the end of June and the start of July. He was the only winning pitcher in that series when the Bay Sox took five games of the set. He struck out seven batters over five innings. But then he took it a step further in July when these two teams met after the All-Star break down at the Diamond in Richmond. He walked the first batter of the game, Connor Norby. But after Norby walked, Harrison locked in to strike out the following nine batters. It was something to see. You can't take that away from him. But after he racked up those nine strikeouts, he did not come out for the fourth inning. Richmond had a couple of long relievers that they wanted to make sure got work, and Harrison put together as good of a day as you could probably ever ask for, so why really take that away from him? He's got a good fastball, I mentioned it. 98 miles an hour at points, and it moves on both planes while working well on the top half of the zone. And then he brings out a slider and a changeup that can both sit in the lower 80s, help him draw tons of swings and misses. And Bowie, of course, saw what his swing and miss stuff is capable of about 5 weeks ago. So we'll see if they might have learned a little bit more into today's game. Talking about learning more, that is definitely what Chase McDermott has done for the Bay Sox over the last few days. He had those tough two starts in his double-A career, but his last two have really turned a corner. McDermott has fired 10 innings and allowed just two runs in his last two starts. With 10 strikeouts, he's walked only four. The home run has been the biggest issue for McDermott so far here in double-A. He's allowed six homers in 18 innings. And the home run was the only run he allowed in his last start against Erie. Gave it up to the number 9 batter. So, of course, as he makes his fourth start with Bowie here at this ballpark, fifth overall, he's going to need to be careful with those wall dimensions. He was able to limit the home runs in his last home start. Only gave up one run, only gave up one hit after a walk and a double that allowed the runner to score when he faced off against Altoona last week. It all depends on how his fastball is going to play, but more importantly, his curveball and his off-speed stuff. If he can keep it tight to the zone and work it well, then he should be able to get the called strikes. And if he moves it a little bit outside, won't be that much of an issue as long as it's not too egregious to where batters are, of course, laying off and drawing the walks. The walks were the issue for McDermott over his first two starts at AA. He's just got to limit the walks today. We've got plenty to discuss here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we return, Noah DeNoyer is our guest. We talked with him following his appearance in Erie, and a lot of his thoughts carry over into what was a good start or a good appearance out of the bullpen yesterday. So we chat with Noah DeNoyer after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Alright, let's keep things going here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get ready for game four in this six-game tilt between Bowie and Erie. It has been a tight one so far, and we're checking in with Noah DeNoyer. Came out of the bullpen for a handful of strong innings last night. Only allowed one base runner a walk, but struck out, I think it was six at the end of the day. Just what was working best for you overall last night, Noah?
I think the ability to just get ahead in a count and then kind of put people away quickly, I think just really helped out being able to give some quality innings.
Yeah. First couple appearances back since a short stint on the injured list. What was the rehab trail like? Just trying to make sure you had your bearings still and making sure that every pitch was going the way you liked it?
Yeah, just kind of getting back into it slowly and making sure everything's still getting thrown the right way and just kind of taking care of my body. So.
Well, I feel like last night was a pretty big prove it to say that, yeah, things are being thrown the right way. What is kind of maybe the goal for starts like this or appearances like this on your first couple of appearances back to kind of do the same or maybe get back into that development mode where you try to maybe see if you can get a little bit more movement from a certain pitch or maybe something else?
Well, just it's always about development. No one's ever really completely 100% like doesn't need to work on anything.
Sure,
so
sure.
I kind of try and take something from every outing and try and improve on it each day and then try and put it into my outings and see what happens. So
as we continue on with Noah DeNoyer here on the pregame show, is there something specific from yesterday's outing that you've already isolated or are you just waiting a couple of days to find it and work on it?
I think I had a lot better slider reps yesterday. I think that's the big thing for me moving forward is making sure I can replicate the good ones that I throw and then just try and throw it whenever I want and
It might be the slider, but has there been a specific pitch from you this season that you feel has made a significant improvement that's perhaps been the most improved pitch for you this season?
Well, I've always thrown the curveball like that. I think it's just more of like the location of my pitches, and a curveball overall has helped me kind of do better this year.
As we continue with Noah Denoyer, you've had such a fluid role in terms of starting or relieving. What's that been like from your perspective as you've come into this relief role in the long term since returning from the IL?
I don't really try to change anything, whether or not I'm starting or relieving. Just kind of try and keep things simple, have a similar routine every time. It doesn't need to be exact, but just try and feel comfortable out there.
What is kind of your game day routine? Because when you know that you might be starting or coming in out of the pen for a specific day, do you go have a specific routine to set up? I know Chase McDermott, he was telling me the other day that he shuts off his phone entirely and doesn't even look at it on the day that he's starting. Do you have anything specific you eat, anything specific that you do each day, or just kind of go in and try to stay focused?
Nothing too specific, nothing too crazy. Just kind of get to the stadium, relax, not try and put too much pressure on yourself, and then kind of just get warmed up and get ready for the game and just kind of stay loose throughout the game.
A couple of conversations I've had with Kyle Moore over the last couple of weeks have told me that he just really wants the message to be that it's not necessarily going to get easier through this remainder of the season, as Bowie has such a good path for this playoff push. How do you feel that message is carrying through the clubhouse? It seems like the vibe is definitely there for it.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost some players, but we also gained some players, and I think we're all hungry to win and hopefully get a ring.
So what has that been like from your perspective? If I can shoot the words out at some point, sometimes is this going to be your first playoff push? What did you ever make a good push at it at San Joaquin Delta College or previously?
Yeah. So we make it to the playoffs pretty far every year at my junior college that I was at. But I honestly don't think anything really changes from game to game. Like, I feel like there's only pressure if you think there's pressure. You know, the game shouldn't change one way or another. It should just be about you doing what you need to do to help the team win.
How about Justin Armbruster's bounce back last night? That first setting, obviously missed a couple of pitches, but still finished with a couple of strong innings, and then you and Connor Lopritch followed with that to hold Erie to just three hits total. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, he didn't have the start he probably was thinking he wanted, but I mean, he finished really well. He was able to grind out innings and give us zeros and give us a chance to win, so that's all it's about.
And then, since we haven't gotten the chance to sit down and chat for a while, maybe the answer's changed, but has there been a new binge show for you lately? Anything new to wrap up the night on the road trips?
The She-Hulk show just came out on Marvel, okay. So I've been kind of watching that. It's not really binge-worthy yet, because it's only three episodes. Watching that.
So my strategy for those shows, especially the Disney Plus shows, is that it's hard to wait, but I try to wait the 2 months it takes for the whole show to come out, and then try and watch it through one and two sittings. So you have you have a different strategy, but I can respect that. How's it been so far, though?
Oh, it's been pretty good. You know, I like to watch all the Marvel stuff because my sister's really big into it, too. So we kind of watch it when it comes out and then talk about it after. So
This 2 week road trip that Bowie went on a couple of weeks ago, I binged both Moon Knight and Miss Marvel through all of that, because I don't think I'd watched any of them since Loki came out, but Loki's still been my favorite. Do you have a favorite of the Disney Plus shows lately?
Yeah, Moon Knight's my favorite for sure.
It had a lot more humor. I feel it played pretty well. That was a good one. So I'll try and catch up on She-Hulk though when I get the time over the next couple of weeks. Noah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Noah Denoyer here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Back to Prince George's Stadium here as we get ready to wrap up the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. It's a busy night at the ballpark. Plenty of fans already out roaming the concourse. A few still waiting to get down to their seats. I imagine most, well, probably got half and half sitting at the lines for the foods, waiting to see what they want to do before they get down to their seats. But the Bay Sox are getting ready to take the field. It is two different theme nights at this ballpark. The kickoff, the football kickoff weekend, something like that, they're just getting set for. Of course, the start of the NFL season with opening night last night out at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where the Buffalo Bills did the right thing and took down the St. Louis Rams. Oh, my mistake, the Los Angeles Rams. I gotta get that jab in whenever I can because I'm filled with hurt. As we get ready for this one, let's walk you through the starting lineups for both sides. Tristan Peters is going to lead it off for Richmond today. The Squirrels do go with another left-hander at the top of the lineup, but Shane Matheny is getting the day off this evening. Peters will lead it off. He's at a 4-for-12 series with a homer and 4 RBI, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Tyler Fitzgerald will continue to bat second, and Brandon Martirano is going to catch today. Now, normally I'd say that'd be a big boon for the Bay Sox following their 3 stolen bases yesterday with Martirano catching, but that's not going to be as much of the case today with left-hander Kyle Harrison on the mound. Harrison can be a bit wild at points with his fastball, but there's no reason to believe that he won't at least get a couple of quick tosses over to first base to try and hold on the base runners. But we might still attempt more stolen bases than per usual, but I imagine we won't see as many as you would with Martirano catching and a right-hander on the mound. Will Wilson is going to clean up while Armani Smith is in right field. Ricardo Henevez is at first base, and Riley Mahon will be the designated hitter. Carter Aldretti at third, and Jacob Hayward is in left field. Connor Norby leads off for the second consecutive day for Bowie. It was his first game in leadoff yesterday since August 18th. He had gone on a great run after bouncing out of the leadoff role, moving into the 2 and 3 slots mostly. He was hitting around 380, and it was good to see that it didn't really have much to do with the leadoff slot. It was just something to warm him back up, and now that he's warm, you put him back in the leadoff slot, and that gives Bowie some early base running action. As Norby had a 3-for-4 day yesterday, Kobe Mayo will follow the designated hitter. Hudson Haskin is in left field, and Cesar Prieto is back in after a day off yesterday. He's at third base. John Rhodes returns from the injured list. He'll be in right field today, while Zach Watson is in center field. Andrew Dashbach, riding a 10-game hit streak, is at first base. Maverick Handley catches. And Chris Given will be the shortstop, batting ninth. Again, your starting pitching matchup, a couple of big strikeout arms. Chase McDermott will start for the Bay Sox, while Kyle Harrison, left-hander, who's been leading the way for the Squirrels lately, will be starting. 114 strikeouts in just 75 double-A innings. This should be a fun one. As the teams have taken the field, we'll step aside one final time when we return. First pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game four in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabata's with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Chase McDermott warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Tristan Peters, followed by Tyler Fitzgerald at second base, batting second. Brandon Martirano is the catcher, batting third. Will Wilson, the shortstop, bats fourth. Armani Smith is in right field, batting fifth. Ricardo Henevez is at first base and batting sixth. Riley Mahan is the DH. He bats seventh. Carter Aldretti at third base, bats eighth. And Jacob Hayward in left field will bat ninth. Richmond is a AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Asaguera, Danny Santon, and Gary Davenport. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. Richmond is 61-67 on the season and 21-38 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Peters, Fitzgerald, Martirano, Wilson, Smith, Henevez, Mahan, Aldretti, and Hayward, all to face off against Chase McDermott on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. On a bit of a windless day, the lights are on here for a 7:05 first pitch, but we're looking at some pretty clear temperatures, a nice day overall to get this game in. As the left-hander Peters digs in, a 219 average and a 612 OPS in 27 games, McDermott kneels over at the waist, breathes heavily and climbs the hill. The third base umpire is having a conversation with a couple of folks in the Richmond dugout, a camera crew that's here covering the contest. Peters has five doubles and no triples this season, one home run and 15 runs batted in, but we're just waiting for the third base umpire to give the all clear on this one as Richmond is still looking around in the dugout. So they put a camera on the warning track. They can't be doing that. So we're going to be into a bit of a delay as local camera crew had the camera in the field of play, which is, of course, a safety hazard. They're going to have to get that out of play. And now we'll be ready to go.
Peters leading off for the first time in this series. It had mostly been Shane Matheny, but he's got the day off. They're swapping in another left-hander. McDermott is ready. He winds and deals the first pitch. A fastball misses low at 94. 1-0 to start. We're underway at 7.09 p.m. on a 78-degree sunny day here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. The 1-0 pitch from McDermott is swung on and popped foul. Gets out of play to the left side. Another fastball that went a little bit away, and it's a ball and a strike. Again, the lights are on here with a 30-minute delayed first pitch, those 7.05s we have on Friday. You don't get any sunlight on the field. The 1-1 pitch is just outside. Another fastball with a little bit of run runs into two balls and a strike here on Peters. But all the sunlight that remains really is just skimming the treetops out past right field and a little bit in center field as the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. A changeup well placed on the outside edge of the zone, and it's 2-2 here on Peters. But yeah, the lights are on. It's a windless day, and I've not seen a cloud for quite some time. A plane flies overhead here at the ballpark. The 2-2 pitch, late swing and a piece. Curveball found its way to the heart of the plate, and Peters was just able to get a late attack on it. He was too high on the ball, but the count stays even at two balls and two strikes. As we're scoreless here in the top of the first, the Bay Sox are trying to win back-to-back games after Richmond took the first two games in this series. McDermott shakes off a couple, but now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch, ripped foul up the first baseline on an inside slider, and the count stays even at two balls and two strikes. It was a tense win last night for the Bay Sox. They fell behind early 1-0, but then they were able to work ahead. Richmond eventually worked back ahead, and the Bay Sox took the lead. The 2-2 is poked back to the mound, speared off of the glove, grabbed by the second baseman, Norby. Sidearm toss to first, gets there! Great recovery at second by Connor Norby. Spectacular. A 1-4-3 putout after it was deflected by the pitcher, and that's how the game starts. Let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Hudson Haskins, Zach Watson, and John Rhodes. Cesar Prieto is at third base. Chris Given at short. Connor Norby at second. Andrew Dashbach at first. And Maverick Handley catches behind the plate for Chase McDermott on the mound. First pitch into Tyler Fitzgerald is knuckled foul. A little floater falls onto the warning track right side, and it's nothing and one to start. 236 average for Fitzgerald, a 761 OPS in 117 games. 18 doubles and 2 triples, 21 home runs, 58 runs batted in. As the 0-1 pitch is just under the knees. That fastball looked like it probably could have gone for a called strike, but Fitzgerald is plenty tall, and it's one ball and one strike now. Chase McDermott, a 6'3", 197-pound, 24-year-old right-hander, fires the 1-1, and it misses low again. 96-mile-an-hour fastball still just can't trim at the knees. It's 2-1. McDermott from Anderson, Indiana, he was a part of the three-team trade that sent Trey Mancini to Houston. Next pitch is swung on and missed up and in. Curveball, rather change-up, it's 2-2. But McDermott was one of the returns that Baltimore got in that trade. He came from Houston. He was pitching with their high-A affiliate at the time. Made two starts with high A Aberdeen and joined Bowie after that. The 2-2 pitch here, and it's checked on. Curveball outside, and he went. First base umpire rings him up on it, and Fitzgerald is down on strikes. Two quick outs for McDermott, including his first punch out of the day. Speaking of the umpires, at third base you've got Gabe Alfonso. Louis Krupa is the crew chief. He's over at first base, and Tyler Whitty calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. That was a very tight check swing for Fitzgerald, but Krupa rung him up, and there's two away. Here's Brandon Martirano. First pitch into the right-hander, and Martirano watches a called strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. It's nothing and one. 223 average from Martirano, a 7.11 OPS. See if he has any Slurpees with him with 87 games played. 16 doubles, 3 triples. A 1, swing and a miss. Took a half-hearted wave on it. He thought about pulling back on the curveball and couldn't in time. Eventually, his bat traveled well through the zone, nothing in two. McDermott, a 1-1 record with Bowie, an 8.00 ERA, but that's very heavily inflated out of just his four starts. His last two starts have been great, five innings, one run in both. The 0-2 pitch here is up and in. Fastball at 96 makes Martirano clinch in the elbows, and it's a ball and two strikes. 18 total innings for McDermott, so what that means with Bowie is 16 earned runs. 21 strikeouts, 14 walks. The 1-2 pitch, swing and just a piece. Curveball outside. Martirano was well ahead of it, but just cued it off the end of his bat into the other batter's box. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. McDermott has allowed 6 home runs. 5 of them came in his first 2 starts with the Bay Sox. The 1-2 pitch again is swung on and missed for strike 3. Curveball high, and it's a perfect first with 2 strikeouts for Chase McDermott. 17 pitches to get it done, and we're on to the bottom of the first. Richmond nothing. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, it was a perfect first inning for Chase McDermott as he set down the squirrels in order with 2 strikeouts. As we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, Kyle Harrison warms in the mound for Richmond, and the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Kobe Mayo, the designated hitter, batting second. Hudson Haskinen, left field, bats third. Cesar Prieto at third base, fourth. John Rhodes is in right field, batting fifth. Zach Watson in center field, sixth. Andrew Dashbach at first base, bats seventh. Maverick Handley, the catcher, eighth. And Chris Given is the shortstop, batting ninth. Bowie is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, 64-65 on the season, and 37-23 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Norby, Mayo, Haskin, Prieto, Rhodes, Watson, Dashbach, Handley, Given, all to face off against Kyle Harrison on the mound. Connor Norby digs in. He's up to a .300 average and a .952 OPS in 55 games this season as the left-hander Harrison sets at the waist and brings up to the chin. Kicks high and fires the first pitch. Norby watches outside. A fastball at 96 starts the count out at 1-0. 12 doubles and 2 triples for Norby, 15 home runs, 39 runs batted in. As the 1-0 pitch from Harrison is outside again, 95-mile-an-hour fastball runs it to 2-0. Well, a quick preview into Kyle Harrison. We'll delve into him more so in a bit, but the last time he faced Bowie, he walked Connor Norby in a leadoff capacity to start the game. The 2-0 pitch here, and Norby watches well outside. Slider still isn't locating, and it's 3-0. But after that leadoff walk, Harrison struck out the next 9 batters. Now the 3-0 to Norby, and it's called a strike. That fastball very generous, more so a good snap in from Braden Martirano. Framed it from the other batter's box, and it runs the count to 3-1. That fastball was definitely wide. Mild shift on for the right-hander, a hitter's count, and the next pitch is cracked out, a floater to right field. Armani Smith ranges down and makes the catch. Well, Norby really should have walked on that plate appearance. It's unfortunate that he flew out on a fastball outside. Outfield for our Richmond sees Jacob Hayward in left, Tristan Peters in center, and Armani Smith in right. Carter Aldretti is at third base, Will Wilson at shortstop, Tyler Fitzgerald at second, Ricardo Henevez at first, and Brandon Martirano catches behind the plate for Kyle Harrison on the mound. As Kobe Mayo steps up, a .258 average and a .745 OPS in 26 games. First pitch in from the lefty Harrison, and Mayo watches it go to the backstop. That fastball from Harrison has not located yet against these right-handed batters. They've all been too far outside. 1-0 to start. 3 doubles, no triples for Mayo, 4 homers, 13 runs batted in. As Harrison deals the next, and finally a pitch finds its way into the zone, a changeup called for strike on the bottom edge, it's 1-1. Kyle Harrison, a 6'2", 200-pound, 21-year-old left-hander from San Jose, California. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. Mayo tried to hold up on a slider down and in, but he couldn't, and it goes to 1-2. So Harrison did have a little bit of time playing with his hometown team in 2021, the San Jose Giants, single-A affiliate of San Francisco, the 1-2. And Mayo pulls back on a slider inside. He really had to back the hips away, and it's 2-2. But Harrison was drafted in the 3rd round of the 2020 draft out of De La Salle High School in California. The 2-2 pitch in here, and Mayo swings and misses. 96-mile-an-hour fastball up and away, and that's the first strikeout for Harrison. The Squirrels are in their road gray jerseys today. Red Richmond type face on the front side, gray pants, red cap. The Bay Sox are in a special uniform today. It's a cross promotion between Minor League Baseball and Fox for the upcoming series Monarch to premiere on Sunday the 11th, coming up in just a couple of days at 8 p.m. You can head to Fox 5 to watch it. As Hudson Askin steps in, first pitch is fouled off to the right side. It's nothing and one. It's an all-black jersey with a white Bay Sox on the front side, and the B has a little cowboy hat on it. White pants and a white cap for Bowie. Hudson Askin, a 265 average and an 823 OPS in 104 games. The 0-1 pitch just misses inside. Changeup runs it to 1-1. 22 doubles and 3 triples for Askin. 15 home runs, 55 runs batted in. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. The 1-1 pitch, and Askin watches off speed. Called for strike in the outer half. Another changeup runs it to 1-2. Kyle Harrison has a 4-2 record this season, a 3.36 ERA. 16 games all starts with Richmond after starting the year with high A Eugene. 1-2 pitch misses high, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Harrison has really only been able to get one of his fastballs to locate so far today. 75 innings for Harrison this year with 114 strikeouts, 37 walks. He's allowed 11 home runs. Opponents are hitting him at a 206 clip. And I told you his last time against Bowie was excellent, but he ended after just 3 innings. The 2-2 pitch, and Haskin bounces it foul. Third base side on a low and in slider. Count stays. It was the first series after the All-Star break when Harrison faced Bowie last. And it was more so from our understanding that there were a couple of long relievers that needed work, and they wanted to get everyone work in that 3-game set. The 2-2 was swung on and missed for strike 3. Fastball up and away. Harrison lucks into a flyout after Connor Norby should have walked on 4 pitches and bounces back to strike out 2 batters. We go to the second. Neither team with a base runner yet. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Second inning here in Bowie, a scoreless game. Both sides working perfect in the first. Chase McDermott used 17 pitches for the first. Kyle Harrison used 16, so pretty even. As Will Wilson steps in, first pitch to him misses outside. A slider from McDermott, and it's 1-0 to start. Both pitchers open with out in play and then 2 strikeouts. Nearly identical. The 1-0 pitch to Wilson misses down and away, and it's 2-0. As McDermott faces 4, 5, and 6 here in this half inning, starting with Wilson, then Armani Smith and Ricardo Henevez. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down and away, it's 2-1. A 240 average for Will Wilson this season, a 781 OPS in 43 games, 6 doubles, no triples, 8 homers, 21 runs batted in. As the 2-1 pitch is fouled off of home plate, gets between the catcher's legs and goes back to the screen to run the count even at 2. Again, a scoreless game here in the top of the second. Bowie is already getting a little bit of help up north. Altoona has pushed ahead 2-0 over the Erie Seawolves as the 2-2 pitch here to Wilson is up and away. Fastball at 95, and it's the first full count for McDermott tonight. Opponents only 1-for-9 against him on full counts, but he's walked 7 batters and struck out only 6. The payoff pitch is called strike 3. Got him with a changeup at the knees. Wilson was already up the line, had tossed the bat halfway back to the dugout, and shares a glance with the umpire as he crosses back over home plate. Well, I can understand the frustration. There were a couple of pitches at the knees, I believe, to Tyler Fitzgerald that looked like they were in that same vein, but called for ball. Third strikeout for Chase McDermott. He's retired all 4 batters faced. And now here's Armani Smith. First pitch in, and Smith watches a beautiful curveball. Punch its way back into the upper inside corner for a called strike, nothing in one. 232 average for Smith, a 632 OPS in 72 games, 12 doubles and a triple, 2 homers, 21 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Slider down and away, it's nothing in two. Well, I said in pregame, the big key for Chase McDermott today is limiting the walks. He did so in his last 2 starts, walking only 2 batters each. After walking 6 batters in his AA debut and 4 batters in his start to follow, the 0-2 here misses up and in. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. But for McDermott to pick up a key strikeout like that on a very tough borderline pitch to locate is huge. The 1-2 inside nearly hit him. Smith backed out. He started up the line a little bit, seeing if the umpire was going to call for it. I think he realized that it wasn't actually a hit by pitch. He was just trying to see if he could get away with something. I don't blame him. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bases empty, 1 away here in a scoreless top of the second as McDermott readies. Turns, kicks, fires. Late swing, and it's fouled off to the right side. Change up away, and the count stays. One of the big things for McDermott in limiting the walks, too, helps him limit the pitch count. He is getting a couple of long plate appearances, though, in his first trip through the order. You'd like to see that minimized. The 2-2 here is bounced over toward third. Running and scooping Prieto, transfers and charges a throw to first base. Plenty of time to pick up that one. Wasn't that hard hit of a ball, but Prieto held it quickly. And there's 2 away here in the second, 5 straight to start the day for Chase McDermott. Here's Ricardo Henevez. 207 average and a 646 OPS for Henevez this season. 47 games played. First pitch to him, and he swings and misses. Change up down and away, it's nothing in one to start. 8 doubles and a triple with 5 home runs, 13 runs batted in. Still no wind to talk about. It's just been a lovely night. Temperature-wise, skyline-wise, the 0-1 pitch. Misses low, and it's a ball and a strike. I might bust out the light overcoat at some point as we're getting into mid-September. Obviously, it does get a little more chilly. This is a much more ideal temperature than the sweltering humid heat. The 1-1, just a piece. Hits off of the catcher and bounces back to the screen on a high fastball. It's a ball and 2 strikes. And there were some humid days this summer, but those are far past us now, and we just get to look on to September baseball, meaningful September baseball for the Bay Sox. And McDermott is delivering. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. Got him with a curveball down and away. 4 strikeouts and 2 perfect innings for Chase McDermott. Bottom of the second coming up. We're scoreless here in Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second in a scoreless game. Neither side with a base runner just yet, as Chase McDermott has two perfect innings under his belt with four strikeouts. Kyle Harrison retired the side with two strikeouts in his half of the first. As Harrison gets back to work, Bowie will send Cesar Prieto, John Rhodes, and Zach Watson to the plate. Prieto, the only left-hander on roster for the Bay Sox, is hitting .259 with a .654 OPS this season in 84 games. First pitch, and Prieto watches it miss down and away. Slider skips by the catcher's glove, and the count starts out at 1-0. Four batters and three first-pitch balls for Kyle Harrison. First three batters, he started with the fastball. That's the first off-speed he's opened with. There's a mild shift is on for Prieto, the 1-0, and he takes a half swing, cues it over to third, a swinging bunt where it's picked up by a pinched-in Aldretti. He throws to first, and Prieto is retired. Cesar Prieto never tries to bunt on anything after the first pitch of an inning. I've lamented many times about how opposing defenses need to stop playing pinched-in after the first pitch, and on that one, when Prieto wasn't even trying to bunt, he played it right into the pinched-in fielder. That's just a bit upsetting. That was a slider that actually hit pretty much the heart of the plate. Prieto probably could have gotten a good barrel on that if he went through with the swing. As John Rhodes steps in, first pitch to him is a fastball that misses up and away at 96, 1-0 to start. Rhodes back from a stint on the injured list, batting .200 this season as a 1-0 pitch misses up and away, 96 again, and it's two balls and no strikes. .635 OPS for Rhodes with 16 games with Bowie, three doubles and two triples. Still looking for his first double-A home run. The 2-0 is a curveball called for strike inside, 2-1. Rhodes does have nine runs batted in, and his strike zone discipline has been pretty good. 15 strikeouts, eight walks. 2-1 pitch, and Rhodes watches outside. Fastball again at 96. It's 3-1. Harrison, while he's getting the velocity, sure, his location is really a little bit suspect so far. 21 pitches, only 10 strikes, 3-1 pitch, and a changeup finds its way into the top half of the zone. Rhodes started up the line, he really shouldn't have. That one was a pretty clear strike once it crossed home plate. He just anticipated the free pass after Harrison was having his trouble with the fastballs. Bases empty, one away here in a scoreless bottom of the second. The 3-2 pitch, and Rhodes watches the changeup for called strike three. Worked ahead 3-1, and then just watched two straight down the heart of the plate, even with some good movement. Rhodes probably wishes he had that plate appearance back. Third strikeout for Harrison. He's also retired the first five that he's faced. And now here's Zach Watson. 186 average for Watson, a .556 OPS. In 86 games played for Bowie. Lefty on righty, and the first pitch in, Watson swings at it and comes up empty. 97-mile-an-hour fastball right down the heart of the plate. Nothing in one to start. 10 doubles and 2 triples for Watson. 8 home runs. 29 runs batted in. Corner infielder's playing in as the 0-1 pitch is inside. He checked on it and nearly got his hand, but just missed under. They give an appeal to the first base umpire, but Watson held up, and it's a ball and a strike. Harrison is coming off of a surprisingly short start. He got roughed up in Harrisburg. 1-1, misses up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Shouldn't say in Harrisburg, against Harrisburg. It was down at the diamond. But he gave up four runs and six hits. That tied a season's high for him. He only struck out six batters. 2-1 pitch is called a strike. Change up just on the outside edge, and it runs the count even at two here on Watson. Base is empty, two away. Here in a scoreless bottom of the second. As the 2-2 pitch in is swung on and missed for strike three. We've got a pitcher's duel brew just on its way. Four strikeouts from each starter. No base runners yet. And as we move to the third, it's scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Top of the third inning here in Bowie, a scoreless game, a base runner-less game so far. That makes sense, right? As Jason McDermott and Kyle Harrison have each retired the first six batters they faced, each struck out four. As McDermott faces 7, 8, and 9 in the Richmond lineup, starting with Riley Mahon. First pitch in to the left-hander, and he watches breaking ball miss low. Curve starts it out at 1-0. 283 average for Mahon, an 882 OPS in 16 games. Two doubles and a triple, already two homers, eight runs batted in. Next pitch is a fastball, misses low again, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. After Mahon, Aldretti, and then Hayward will bat, as they've got a decent shift on for the left-handed hitter. The 2-0 pitch, and it swung on and missed. Changeup still under the knees. McDermott not hitting the strike zone just yet. Whether that's by design or not, who knows, but it's 2-1. And Mahon went chasing on that one, so at least McDermott's back in. The two next pitch misses up and away. Hasn't fed him a fastball yet, though. That slider wasn't very close. It's three balls and a strike here. Next pitch in from McDermott, and it swung on and missed. Curveball down and inside. Still no fastball, still nothing that's even found the zone. Got to imagine we get a high fastball here at some point. As McDermott turns and fires the 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Not a single fastball. Got him with a curveball down and away. Fifth strikeout for Chase McDermott against just the seventh batter he's faced. And now here's Carter Aldretti. A 216 average, a 613 OPS in 34 games. Six doubles and no triples, three homers, 17 runs batted in. First pitch. And Aldretti watches curveball, called for strike on the inside edge, nothing in one. Still waiting for that first fastball in this inning. McDermott has the sign, fires the next. And still not the fastball. Slider down and away, and it's a ball and a strike. At this rate, as long as he's getting the batters, you stick with the off-speed. That way you can set him up for fastballs in the second trip through the order. 1-1 pitch, poked over towards short. Another slider where it's picked up by Chris Given. Throw to first is on target. And a 6-3 put out. Eight in a row retired by McDermott to start his day. Three ground outs, five strikeouts. And now Jacob Hayward. 195 average with a 626 OPS in 95 games. Eight doubles and a triple, 10 homers, 33 runs batted in. First pitch home, and Hayward watches curveball miss up and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Hayward has been pivotal in the last two games for Richmond. He made it close last night after Bowie had a three-run lead. The 1-0 pitch here. Changeup misses under the knees, and it's two balls and no strikes. Bowie had a 6-3 lead going into the eighth inning when Hayward had a two-run home run with two outs. Made it a 6-5 game. 2-0 pitch here. Breaking ball called for strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's 2-1. And two nights before, Hayward had a two-run home run that actually proved to be the deciding factor in the game as Bowie lost 8-6. 2-1 pitch. Slider misses outside, and it's 3-1. Second 3-1 count of the inning for McDermott. We've still not seen a fastball in this entire inning. The next pitch in, and it misses under the knees. First base runner for Richmond is a two-out walk to the number 9 batter. McDermott has still not used a fastball in this entire inning. So it goes back to the top of the lineup for the left-hander Tristan Peters. They want to put a bit of a shift on for him, but with a runner at first, you've got to hold him there with the first baseman. First pitch, and it misses low. Slider starts to count out at 1-0. Four batters in this inning, and three of them have started ahead, one ball and no strikes. Scoreless game here in the top of the third. McDermott does not want to let that walk burn him. 1-0 pitch. There's the first fastball. It's right down Broadway for a called strike. Took until the fourth batter in the 17th pitch of the inning for McDermott to bring in a heater. Let's see if he uses any more of them. Here's a pickoff throw, no tag. Hayward has attempted two stolen bases all season. He's been caught once. But the early signs of this game lead you to believe that base runners may be at a very high premium. So you could see more stolen base attempts. 1-1 pitch fouled off. Curveball just got a little piece into home plate and rolled over to the base Sox on deck circle. It's a ball and two strikes now. But McDermott's innings have been just slightly longer than Kyle Harrison's so far. And, of course, this inning is going to be his longest. The 1-2, swinging a belted shot out toward right field, but hanging up, John Rhodes doesn't see it, and it's way over his head. Bounces off the warning track. This is going to score Hayward. It might even score Peters. He's going to hold up at third. RBI triple as Rhodes completely lost the ball. Richmond leads 1-0. Initially off contact, it really seemed as if that ball was going to carry deep, and I was a bit confused when Rhodes started running down. And of course, my suspicions were confirmed when Rhodes just threw his arms up when he didn't see the ball at all. First triple of the season for Peters. First hit of the game for either side. And now an additional run is at third base for Tyler Fitzgerald. First pitch. And it's a called strike. Fastball in the upper outside corner. It's nothing in one. Normally, I'd lament that, well, the walks have consistently burned Chase McDermott this season. And you could say that the walk burned him here because it slightly did, but that's less his fault. The 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. Another fastball. And it's a ball and a strike on Fitzgerald, who struck out swinging back in the first inning. It is a tough part of the night to try and find the ball as the sun is mostly setting, but that dusk hour can be difficult, especially when the ball passes above the lights. The 1-1 is swung on and missed high. Three straight fastballs from McDermott. It's 1-2. But again, with base runners going to be at a premium in this game, individual runs can mean the difference. The 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. McDermott rebounds off of the mental error by John Rhodes, strikes out his sixth batter, and strands a runner at third. But Richmond takes the lead on an RBI triple by Tristan Peters. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, Bowie working from behind now after a lost fly ball in right field leads to a two-out RBI triple. Richmond has the 1-0 lead, and Kyle Harrison is trying to get back to work. He's retired all six batters he's faced. Andrew Dashbach leads off. 2.02 average and a 7.05 OPS for Dashbach and a pitch clock violation by Harrison. Before he delivered the first offering to Dashbach, he's called for a violation. It's 1-0 to start. Now the first pitch in, and Dashbach watches a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. After Dashbach, it'll be Maverick Handley and then Chris Given to bat. 94 games for Dashbach this season. The 1-1 pitch, and he watches off-speed miss outside, and it's two balls and one strike. 11 doubles and no triples, 14 home runs, and 43 runs batted in. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Dashbach swings and misses. 96-mile-an-hour fastball outside, and it's 2-2. Bowie needs to keep their convictions about them and pick up some of these fastballs from Harrison as the 2-2 misses high. Another fastball at 96, runs it full. Second full count for Harrison today. Opponents only hit him at a 120 clip on full counts, but he's only struck out 19 and walked 21 this season. The payoff to Dashbach, and it's inside. That one was good. Oh, that was a strike. Oh, goodness. That's a changeup just perfectly placed in the lower inside corner, and Dashbach lucked into a walk there. I suppose that makes up for the pitch that Connor Norby should have been called for ball four back in the first inning, as Harrison allows his first base runner of the day, a full count walk, to open up the third. Boy, that pitch, I'm not sure where it missed. Here's Maverick Handley. First pitch, and he watches fastball at 95 only, miss up and away, 1-0 to start. 2.28 average and a 7.49 OPS in 72 games. 11 doubles and a triple, 10 homers, 42 runs batted in for Handley this season. As the 1-0 pitch is a curveball popped up on the infield. Left side of second base, the second baseman Fitzgerald, and now the shortstop Will Wilson. Wilson makes the catch. Handley pops out, and that's the first out of the inning. And now Chris Given. .194 average for Given, a .729 OPS in 10 games. Three doubles, no triples. One homer, four runs batted in. First pitch, and he swings and misses on a fastball way in the other batter's box. Well, Harrison's fastballs have been consistently outside against right-handers. Hopefully it doesn't take Given too long to pick up on that fact. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Because again, Harrison's strike rate is not the best so far tonight, despite the four strikeouts. He's thrown 38 pitches, and only 20 of them have found the zone. 1-1 pitch, and that one's in the zone. Off speed is right down the middle of the plate. Slider cut its way back just a tad, but it finished middle. And it's a ball on two strikes now. Runner at first, one away. Bowie trails 1-0. The 1-2 pitch to Given, and it's high. Fastball at 95, and it's 2-2. Well, one day, when minor league baseball and major league baseball finally come together to implement some more of those advanced statistics that they've been promising in the minor leagues, as the 2-2 pitch is inside, fastball at 96 runs it full. I'd be able to tell you what percentage of the fastballs Harrison has going for strikes right now. I imagine it's less than 20%. He's using the fastball a lot and just not getting it. The payoff to Given, swing and a miss. Changeup would have gone for a called strike anyway, but Given was too far ahead of it. Fifth strikeout for Kyle Harrison. Five of the first nine he faces go down by strikeout. Now back to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby. Norby flew out to right field on a 3-1 pitch. After starting ahead 3-0, the fourth pitch to him was outside, but still called a strike. First pitch, and Norby attacks it, floats out to left field shallow. Hayward running down, but closes the gap, and the inning is over. Bowie gets their first base runner on a full count walk to open the inning, and they leave him at first. On to the fourth as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Up Fans Care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. On to the fourth inning here in Bowie, a 1-0 Richmond lead. Only one hit in this game, an RBI triple by Tristan Peters, and a ball lost in the lights by John Rose in right field. As 3-4 and 5 will bat for Richmond, Chase McDermott back to work, and the first pitch to Brandon Martirano is a slider that misses outside. 1-0 to start. Martirano, Will Wilson, and then Armani Smith to bat. As the 1-0 pitch in, he is swung on and missed a high fastball, 1-1. Martirano struck out swinging on a 1-2 pitch back to end the first inning. McDermott, though, needed 23 pitches in the third. He had a couple of lengthy plate appearances. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down, changeup, and it's a ball and two strikes. Including his first walk, Jacob Hayward went to first on five pitches. And then it was a 1-2 count that Tristan Peters lofted that ball out to right field for. Mild shift on for the right-handed batter. Shortstop deep in the hole as the 1-2 is well outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Of course, the big news in baseball today was the announcement from Major League Baseball that they're going to be implementing a good portion of rules that had been brought to the minors this season. They're going to bring them to the majors next season, including a shift ban. The 2-2. Misses high, a fastball at 94, and it's a full count. So starting next season, two infielders will have to be on both sides of second base. Two on the left, two on the right. Payoff pitch to Martirano is in there for strike three. Changeup found its way into the top half of the zone. Seventh strikeout for Chase McDermott. That's his second called strike three. Third straight inning, he's opened with a punch out. And now here's Will Wilson. First pitch into Will Wilson is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Wilson struck out looking back in the second inning. Good. some of that. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called a strike on the outside edge as Wilson has it run to a ball and two strikes now. The slider really working well for McDermott out of the gate so far. His second trip to the lineup is going to be very important for him after that triple. The 1-2 pitch. Just misses down and away a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. But Wilson struck out looking back in the second inning. That opened the frame. McDermott really hoping for another quick frame after giving up that run. The 2-2 here. And it's outside again. Back-to-back full count. So looking at that quick frame, it will be a little bit difficult to achieve now. Really need to start getting these quick outs. Maybe avoid the strikeout at one point. 3-2. Up high. Ball four. That was a big issue for the Bay Sox the other night. Garrett Stallings ran into it twice in the fifth inning where he opened up well ahead of the count. Two different batters. He worked ahead, no balls and two strikes, and ended up walking. McDermott was ahead a ball and two strikes to Wilson, but to still lose him here for his second walk, that's where you've got to be careful. So now Armani Smith will bat. He grounded out to third his last time up. That could be big for Bowie here. Smith has hit into five double plays this season. He hits it on the ground more often than he does into the air. First pitch, and he swings and misses. Well, I tell you, when that changeup is working for McDermott, it can really, it moves deceptively. I suppose it's from the arm slot he comes from. It doesn't break as much, but the way it starts and the way it ends when a batter swings and misses really looks like it's crossed over the entire plate. The 0-1 pitch misses high. Fastball only at 92, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. But a runner at first, one away here in the top of the fourth inning as Bowie trails 1-0. Richmond has the only hit in this game so far. As the 1-1 pitch is outside, another fastball runs into two balls and one strike. Well, I've been talking plenty about that strike rate for Kyle Harrison. He's at 43 pitches, only around 22 strikes right now, 23. McDermott's is barely better. The 2-1 pitch is called a strike and a low changeup. It's 2-2. Fortunately, it is a little bit better, though, as he's at 71 pitches, 41 strikes. Well, that's still under 60%. That's usually the threshold you want to see. 2-2 pitch here, and Smith takes a late chop and a curveball and fouls it off to the third base side. Count stays. But again, you need the quick outs right now, and a double play would be massive here to get McDermott back into a at least semblance of pace. And he's already at 72 pitches. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider on the outside edge. That's eight strikeouts for McDermott. It's a new double-A high for the right-hander. And now Ricardo Henevez will bat. Eight strikeouts against just 14 batters faced. A very good run to get it going. Just needed to continue and then need the offense to back it up for Bowie. That's what they need to get going now. First pitch, Henevez swings and misses. High fastball. Only at 92, it's nothing in one. But Bowie is going to have a tough question going into the fifth inning because McDermott is up to 74 pitches now. Garrett Stallings was at 76 pitches yesterday when he entered the fifth inning and got roughed up. The 0-1 pitch here misses high again, a fastball, 93. It goes even at 1 as Henevez laid off. 0-for-1 day for Henevez. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. As a runner still stands at first with two away here in the fourth, Bowie down 1-0. 1-1 pitch. And it swung on and missed. Change up, down and away. A ball and two strikes now. But, of course, the difference between McDermott now and where Stallings was at this same point in yesterday's game, McDermott has been limiting the base runners constantly. Meanwhile, Garrett Stallings was constantly dealing with base runners. Runner goes. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and lined out to left field. Sends Haskin running to his left, but he gets there quickly. Makes the catch and the inning is over. One out walk is left stranded, and we're on to the bottom of the fourth. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Bowie. A 1-0 Richmond lead. Kobe Mayo is going to take over for the Bay Sox to lead off this inning. Kyle Harrison is back to work. 43 pitches over three hitless frames. First pitch in Mayo watches a called strike. Slider finds its way to the inside edge of the zone, and it's nothing and one. After Kobe Mayo, Hudson Haskin and Cesar Prieto will bat. Mayo struck out swinging on a 2-2 offering in the first. Next pitch misses outside. Breaking ball, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Well, looking at the way that just a general rotation lines up as the 1-1 pitch is called a strike, I tell you, that slider for Harrison, it is fooling the right-handers right now. They have been watching plenty of them just make their way into the zone after just walking in from the front door. It's 1-2, and the next pitch is well high. The fastball, on the other hand, has really not been locating as that one missed. It's 2-2. But looking at the rotation, counting the days, Kyle Harrison would potentially be the starting pitcher for Richmond in Game 1 of the postseason. As the 2-2 is called strike 3, Mayo watched the fastball on the outside edge. Can't really blame him for that one. The fastball hadn't been locating for Harrison all day. For him to finally get one on a 2-2 count, that just happens. So one away, that's the sixth strikeout for Harrison, and now Hudson Haskin will bat. First pitch into Haskin, and he watches a fastball called for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Seems to be that fastball is starting to find its place. But Bowie might be in trouble if Harrison is going to be the pitcher they face in Game 1 of the playoffs. The 0-1 misses low, slider, and it's one ball and one strike. They will really have to make sure that they stay careful against the pitcher, even at this ballpark, that they'll have to deal with if they can make the playoffs. 1-1 pitch misses outside, and it's two balls and a strike on Haskin. But Bowie has seen Harrison now three times this season. This is the third time, but they've not really been able to get a big day against him. The 2-1 misses wide. Off-speed runs it to 3-1 on Haskin, who struck out swinging back on a 2-2 pitch in the first. Because remember, the first time that Harrison saw Bowie, it was at the diamond. Here's the next pitch, up and away. Fastball is ball four to Haskin. Second walk given up by Harrison today. Second base runner for Bowie as they look for their first hit. I should clarify, it was at Prince George's Stadium. He started at the diamond about 3 weeks after that. But he tossed five innings of one-run ball. It was a part of a big offensive day for the Squirrels. They won that game 10-3. And then his following start was nearly perfect. First pitch to Cesar Prieto misses inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Remember, Harrison walked the first batter against Bowie on July 29th. I think that's the 23rd. And then struck out the next nine. 1-0 pitch to Prieto. And he watches a called strike. Fastball right down the middle. That's the trouble with Harrison's fastball. It can stay a little flat while ramping up the velocity, but then, boy, can it move. And it did it right there to Prieto. Froze him entirely as it found the heart of the plate. 1-1 pitch now, and Prieto swings and misses. Fastball pretty much in the same spot. Maybe a little bit closer up and in, but it's a ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2, and Prieto swings and misses. Fastball even further up and in. Didn't feed him anything other than the fastballs, and Harrison strikes out his seventh batter. So now here's John Rhodes. And Harrison's been relatively efficient, too, so far. 57 pitches through 3 2/3 innings. Not the best, but not anything that's going to limit him from going through the fifth and maybe even the sixth. As the first pitch to Rhodes is a curveball called for strike. Top half of the zone, it's nothing and one. Rhodes had a 3-1 count back in the second inning and then watched two straight pitches in the zone. First one he thought was a fastball, but it slid its way back in for a called strike, and then he watched the next one, a changeup, for called strike three. The 0-1 pitch here misses up and away, and it's a ball and a strike. Richmond hasn't had some of the best luck in Harrison's last few starts, and distance can potentially be an issue for him at points, as the 1-1 pitch is outside. Slider runs it to 2-1, and I really think it's just because of plate appearances like this, where he falls behind when his pitches don't always locate. But that's just something you get out of reps. Remember, he's still only 21 years old. The 2-1 pitch, and it's outside. Just barely missed on a change. 3-1. Runner at first, 2 away here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Bowie trails 1-0. Bay Sox have gotten 2 base runners. Richmond has gotten 3. Each side has drawn 2 walks. Richmond has the only base hit. 3-1 pitch. And a half swing, cue shot, poked out toward first, and it falls in fair to right field. A little bloop single. The first base hit of the day for the Bay Sox, and John Rhodes didn't even mean to swing at it. Hudson Haskin goes first to third. Tying run at third base now for Zach Watson, as Rhodes gets the job done on that 94-mile-an-hour fastball high. Probably could have gone for strike two, but you take what you can get at the way that Kyle Harrison has been pitching, and Bowie at least got something out of it. It was the early goings of a no-hitter. First three innings allowed only one base runner, and now the Bay Sox can start focusing on trying to tie this game up. As Watson steps in, struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch back in the second inning. First pitch to him here is a changeup that misses outside. 1-0 to start. And the catcher, Martirano, is going to come out for a battery visit. Because, again, Harrison is still hovering at only about 50% of his pitches for strikes. That was his 63rd overall pitch, and only 32 of them have found the zone. It's genuinely incredible to have a start go as clean as it has for Harrison. The strikeouts that he's recorded while throwing barely half of his pitches for strikes. Shift on for Watson as the 1-0 pitch is hit into the shift. Backhanded at third by Aldretti. He fires the long way to first, and it just beats out Watson as the Bay Sox strand a tying runner at third. 5-3 putout, and we go to the fifth. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
On to the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie still trails 1-0. The Bay Sox were able to luck into their first hit of the night when John Rhodes took a half swing and lucked into a bloop single. They stranded a tying run at third, and now Chase McDermott will face 7, 8, and 9 in the Richmond lineup. First pitch to Riley Mahon, misses outside. Fastball starts to count out at 1-0. Mahon struck out swinging back in the second inning. Make that the third inning. After him, it'll be Carter Aldretti and Jacob Hayward to bat. Next pitch, and a fastball finds its way to the top half of the zone. Run the count even at a ball and a strike. McDermott enters this inning on 77 pitches, so he's up to 79. We might need to be careful with that pitch count as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside. Change up, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But again, in comparison to yesterday's start from Garrett Stallings, in which he had 76 pitches entering the fifth inning, McDermott has barely allowed base runners. One of the base runners he allowed was because a fielder lost the ball in the lights. The other two have been on walks, and he struck out a season's high 8. Next pitch misses high, a fastball at 93, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But after 64 pitches for Kyle Harrison, the right-hander for Richmond may be done. 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Devastating curveball down and inside. 9th strikeout for Chase McDermott. He struck out the first batter in each of the last 4 innings. And now Carter Aldretti will bat. McDermott's season high and his career high are 10. It was back when he was pitching with the Astros High A affiliate Asheville. He struck out 10 members of the Greenville Drive. That's a Red Sox affiliate. First pitch to Aldretti is swung on and missed down and inside. It's nothing and one to start. Aldretti grounded out to short his last time up. As the next pitch is swung on and missed again. High fastball. It's nothing and two. As a mild shift is on, the Bay Sox do get a right-hander up, the 0-2. Slider outside, and it's a ball and two strikes as McDermott is up to 85 pitches. Most he's thrown with the Bay Sox this season is 89, and that was in his loss to Altoona. His career high was that 89. The 1-2 popped up. Behind home plate, Hanley sheds the mask, ranges to the warning track, sees it, and catches it. With about 5 feet to spare, Handley makes the play, and there's two away here in the fifth. But Tyler Burch is getting loose for the Bay Sox. Should this inning start to get out of hand at any point, Will Jensen is warming for Richmond. He'd been used in starting roles this season, but he was on the injured list for quite some time, came off the IL yesterday, and now he's in the pen. Here's Jacob Hayward, first pitch, and he swings and misses. High fastball. It's nothing and one to start. Hayward walked in the third inning on a 3-1 count, and he came home to score on Tristan Peters' RBI triple. The 0-1 pitch, slider down and away, and it's a ball and a strike. But McDermott is up to 88 pitches, so this next one will tie a career high. Based on that fact alone, I imagine Hayward is the last batter he faces. 1-1 pitch, flown foul right side out of play. It's 1-2. But again, 90 pitches on just 2 trips through the order is obviously something to improve upon. That'll be something for the next step of McDermott. But as he hopes to tie a career high in strikeouts, it's been a good day. The 1-2 misses up and away a fastball.
And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But he's already got a new high as an Orioles farmhand, and he's trying to keep it going. The 2-2 bounces in. Changeup runs it full. You don't want to walk Hayward again. That's, of course, been the biggest problem for McDermott, have been just those two walks. So Birch has had plenty of time to warm up. He could very well come in after this next pitch. Bases empty, two away as Bowie trails 1-0 in the fifth. The 3-2 to Hayward. Floated foul right side out of play. And the count stays. Things are coming to a close up in Erie as well, as Altoona holds on to a 3-1 lead over the Seawolves in the bottom of the ninth inning. Another 3-2 to Hayward. Curveball inside, and it nearly hit him. And McDermott definitely didn't have the best control on that one. Release was a bit too early in the third walk of the day for Chase McDermott. Two of them have been against Hayward. But Hayward does have a good eye for the strike zone. He set the single-season walk record for Richmond last year, and I believe he's a career leader in walks drawn for Richmond. But that's going to be the day for Chase McDermott. One out shy of finishing five innings, 93 pitches a career high, and a new organizational high with Baltimore on 9 strikeouts. Tyler Birch will come in, and we'll tell you about him in a little bit as he tries to strand a runner. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Valley was absolutely one of his best starts as an Orioles farmhand. It's just unfortunate that Chase McDermott wasn't able to see it through to the end of the fifth inning. As he finished out with 93 pitches, the Bay Sox really wanted to make sure that they didn't overuse him after walking Jacob Hayward with 2 outs. We continue with the top of the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trailing 1-0. Hayward is at first base after drawing his full count walk, and Tyler Birch will take over on the mound. McDermott's line is not done. He's responsible for that runner at first, but 4 2/3 innings, only 1 hit and 1 run. He struck out 9, which is a double-A high and a new high for his time as an Orioles farmhand, and walked 2 batters. As Birch steps in, he'll face the left-hander Tristan Peters. First pitch in, and Peters takes a half swing at a curveball inside, and he pulled back in time. It's 1-0 to start. Peters has the only base hit for Richmond in this game. He lifted a triple out toward right field, but it was a triple only because the right fielder didn't see the ball, and it landed well behind him after initially running in. It was a tough play. The 1-0 misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes on Peters. Tyler Birch, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia back in 2021, on the season with Bowie. He's gone 0-5 with a 5.75 ERA. Next pitch is a changeup called for strike at the knees. 2 balls and 1 strike. 31 appearances for Birch with 40 2/3 innings under his belt. 40 strikeouts, 15 walks. He's allowed 10 home runs. Birch has inherited 11 runners this season, and 9 of them have scored. Here's the 2-1. Ripped to first, but foul. Fortunately for Bowie, Andrew Dashbach is, of course, holding on the runner, so if that one was up the line, he probably would have had a very easy play on it. But it runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on that inside changeup. But much like Connor Loprich, I feel like Tyler Birch's numbers can be better understood when you look at his work in the second half, his ERA in the second half is just 3.86. He's got two saves as well. The 2-2 pitch moves outside. Change up again, runs it full. In the second half, Burch has struck out 20 and walked only 6 in 18 and two-thirds innings. See if Hayward, he'll get the jump. The payoff pitch is well outside. Burch walks the first batter he sees out of the bullpen. Not devastating just yet, but you hope for a better start as an additional run for Richmond moves into second, moves into scoring position, I should say. But at least Burch gets the faceoff against a right-handed batter now. His strikeout-to-walk ratio against lefties has always been tough this season. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald, first pitch. Fastball called for strike in the top half of the zone. That's more like it. Nothing in one to start. Fitzgerald has struck out twice today. Swinging in the first and again in the third. First and second with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Still just a 1-0 game. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Just a piece inside the hands. Maverick Handley was thinking about a back pick somewhere. Exactly where, I'm not sure, because he obviously didn't get the ball and wasn't able to throw it. But it's quickly nothing in two, so Burch can end this inning fast. Strand both of those runners on, including the inherited runner. 0-2 to Fitzgerald. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider down and away, and Burch rebounds with a three-pitch strikeout to end the inning. Two left on, and as we're halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Well, I'm always glad to have you along for the ride each night. And it feels like I've said that so many times, because I have. And it feels bad that we've only got so many more times to say it this season, as we're down to the final 9 games this year. Only 8 remaining following today. Hopefully Bowie can see a few more and a chance for the postseason. As we move to the bottom of the 5th here at Prince George's Stadium, the Bay Sox still trail Richmond just 1-0. Both starting pitchers unable to finish the fifth inning. You could almost say Chase McDermott outdueled Kyle Harrison. Each side with only one base hit, and both hits were just on little flares. Neither of them were well struck. Richmond's hit, an RBI triple by Tristan Peters, was a ball lost in the sky by an outfielder. And Bowie's hit, a single by John Rhodes, was just a check swing bloop out towards shallow right field. But Kyle Harrison is done after just 64 pitches and 4 scoreless innings. He allowed only one hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. Andrew Dashbach will bat. Maverick Handley and Chris Given will follow as the right-hander Will Jensen takes over on the mound for the Squirrels. Jensen had a little bit of time on the injured list following a start against Portland on August 14th. The first pitch to Andrew Dashbach is sprayed foul into the netting right side. It's nothing and one. But excellent pitching so far in this one. Now it's on to the Bay Sox to try and attack. Who comes out of the Richmond bullpen? Jensen, though, could probably take a few frames. As the 0-1 pitch in, and Dashbach takes a half swing, got a piece incidentally. Rolled over foul to the right side, probably would have gone for a strike anyway, and it's nothing at two. But Will Jensen, a 6'4", 180-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Phoenix, originally drafted by the Oakland Athletics back in 2019, fires the 0-2 pitch into Dashbach, and it's swung on and lined out toward deep right center field. Peters is sprinting, and he closes the gap, almost overran the ball. But he makes the catch, and there's one away. That was the first really well-struck ball by the Bay Sox in this game. And now here's Maverick Handley. Jensen signed as a minor league free agent by San Francisco back in 2020 after working with the Athletics. He spent most of the season, up until about mid-July, with High A Eugene, initially in a long relief role, but then stepped into a starting role and dominated. First pitch into Maverick Handley is swung on and missed. Change up outside, and Handley was ahead of it, nothing in one. Handley popped out to short back in the third inning. He's had some good starts and some bad starts with Richmond. The start that he had before hitting the injured list saw him allow 8 runs, 7 earned, in 4 2/3 innings to Portland. As the 0-1 pitch, misses down and inside, and it's a ball and a strike on Handley. When he worked as a reliever at the start of the season with High A Eugene, he only made 3 appearances and allowed just 1 earned run in 6 1/3 innings. It was a solo home run. Struck out 9 and walked only 1 batter. 1-1 to Handley, and he pops it up, now towards shallow right center. The triangle converges, and the center fielder makes the call. Peters crosses over in front of his right fielder to make the catch. 2 away. First time all day that the Bay Sox have put the ball into the outfield twice in one inning. Obviously, the 7 strikeouts for Kyle Harrison played a big part into that. But Jensen overall on the season with Richmond has 5 appearances, all starts. A 1-2 record and a 5.68 ERA, 25 1/3 innings, only 19 strikeouts and 12 walks. He has allowed 5 home runs. As Chris Given bats, first pitch into the right-hander, and he watches a called strike. Slider just barely hit on the outside edge of the zone, and it's nothing and one. As Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Both starters working relatively short outings, just based on high pitch counts, the 0-1 pitch, and Given holds back on an inside fastball. And it's a ball and a strike now. But only one hit for each side. Richmond's just came in a more troubling fashion against the Bay Sox. The 1-1, low bouncer, hit over towards short, picked by Wilson, and he'll fire to first. A perfect inning out of the bullpen for Will Jensen, but he puts it into play all 3 times. Sixth inning coming up. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Only one fireworks show left in 2022. It's Saturday, September 10th, when the Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. First pitch is at 6:35. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1300. 1-800-926-1861 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Already on to the sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still trailing 1-0. Been great pitching from both sides. Only one hit for each team. Richmond just came in a tougher fashion and at a bigger time. An RBI triple by Tristan Peters. That the right fielder lost in the sky after a two-out walk. Tyler Burch is back to work for his first inning of relief. First full inning as the first pitch to Brandon Martirano misses down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. That Bowie, they need the offense to get going for them. They've just not been able to get that really yet today. Martirano, then Will Wilson and Armani Smith. Next pitch, a half swing and a foul. Seen a lot of those today as Martirano went somewhat after that outside changeup and just made some accidental contact. It's 1-1. Martirano's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Swinging in the first, looking in the fourth. The 1-1 here is lifted out to right field. Rhodes sees it this time. Backing up and about 10 feet in front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Well, with the dark night sky, much easier to find the ball. That dust scour can be difficult at points. So good to see Rhodes redeem himself and the first ball hit his way after the muff. And now here's Will Wilson. So it looks like Richmond is only going to use Will Jensen for one inning. Former starter for the Squirrels with plenty of long outings this season. Got three quick outs, and they're probably going to give him the day. First pitch to Will Wilson is called a strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Wilson 0-for-1, struck out looking in the second. He walked on a full count in the fourth. He was the only base runner in that frame. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low, and it's a ball and a strike. But Tyler Burch still working fine as Richmond has right-hander Evan Gates throwing. He shut down the Bay Sox earlier in this series, and he has not had a problem with double-A batters yet this year. 1-1 pitch. Bounced to third, but pulled foul slightly. Prieto still happy to sidearm it, make sure he stays routine on it, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the sixth as Bowie trails 1-0. Birch sends home the next, and it's checked on. Home plate umpire says he went. That's strike three. Maverick Haley was ready to appeal down to the first base umpire, but there was no need. Second strikeout for Tyler Birch on that changeup low and away. Here's Armani Smith after two quick outs from Birch. 11 strikeouts for the Bay Sox staff tonight. First pitch in, and Smith watches fastball up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Oh for 2 day for Smith. The 1-0. Call the strike. Slider hits the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. Smith grounded out to third in the second. He struck out swinging back in the fourth. Birch is coming off of two appearances in the Erie series that saw him allow runs. He didn't factor into the decision of either games. The 1-1 misses down and away, and it's two balls and a strike. But he only came in for one inning in both appearances, including one on that Sunday. Well, he didn't factor into the decision, his run allowed obviously hurt. As the 2-1 pitch is down and away, a check swing, he held up 3-1. Because Bowie trailed in that game, the run that Birch allowed made it 4-1. Bowie had to use a three-run home run to tie the game. And then Erie eventually walked off. The 3-1 here, swung on and missed. High fastball, comes in at 96 from Birch. That's some good velocity. And it runs the count full here on Smith. Bases empty, two away in the sixth. The 3-2. It hit him. Slider up to the shoulder. Smith was able to register it quickly enough and tense himself, but he got hit. That's a plate appearance that can always burn for a pitcher, too, because you work so hard to battle back into the plate appearance after falling behind. The counts run full, and you've already used so many pitches, and then you just hit the batter. You give him first base anyway. So now Ricardo Henavez. First pitch, and the right-hander watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. 0-2 day for Henavez. Struck out swinging back in the second inning. He lined out to left field in the fourth. Still just a 1-0 game. Richmond has been getting base runners the last few innings. As the 1-0 is called a strike. Good fastball at the knees from Birch with a little bit of sink. And it's a ball and a strike now. Yeah, Richmond's had at least one runner on in every inning since the second. Bowie's only had base runners on in two innings tonight. 1-1. Down and inside. Off speed runs the count to two balls and a strike. Well, at the rate he's throwing now and the way that this inning has extended slightly, this is probably the last frame for Tyler Birch. Just needs to make sure he keeps it scoreless. The 2-1. Bounced over to third but foul. Too far ahead on a changeup. And it's 2-2. But since the inning was moving quickly, Evan Gates had already finished his warm-ups. And now he's back on the mound to try and stay loose. Bowie's going to have the top of the lineup set to bat in the sixth. So they need to get something going here, trailing only 1-0. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side. Fastball came right down the middle. Imagine Birch tries with the slider again after that pitch as it stays even at 2. He holds ball behind waist, brings them together now in front of the waist, and picks off at first, but the tag is late. That white cap for Birch, a little crooked, a little bit onto his left ear. And turned a little bit out toward that left ear as well. But he sets again. 2-2 pitch. Popped foul. In on the hands and behind home plate. Went with the fastball high. Rallied at 95. Birch really fighting in this plate appearance. This will be the seventh pitch. Another 2-2. Curveball misses inside. That draws some groans, but it was too far in. That was the right call. But back-to-back full counts from Birch. Runner's going to get a head start. He really needs a good pitch here. He sets at the waist. Smith jumps, pitch home, is swung on and lifted out toward left center. It'll stay in play. Watson moves to his right, makes the catch. A couple of long plate appearances, including a hit by pitch, but Birch tosses a scoreless sixth. Bottom of the frame coming up. Bowie needs to get the offense going. They trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Already on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A 1-0 game. Bowie and Richmond, each with only one hit. The Bay Sox have gotten three total base runners. Closest they've gotten anyone home is a two-out single by John Rhodes that put a runner to third base. Richmond makes another pitching change as the Bay Sox bring the top of the lineup up. Connor Norby will lead off, then Kobe Mayo and Hudson Haskin as Evan Gates takes over for the Squirrels. Will Jensen is done. Anticipated maybe a longer outing from him considering his starting experience, but Jensen only fired one inning. It was perfect. Nothing across. Two flyouts and a groundout. That was it. As Norby digs in, righty on righty with Gates. 0-2 today for Norby. First pitch home, and Norby watches a called strike. High fastball moves its way down to the knees, and it's nothing and one to start. Evan Gates, a 6-foot, 210-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Roseville, Michigan. Free agent signed in 2021 by the Giants. The 0-1 pitch, and Norby slices it foul to the right side. Gets into the sweet level, and it's nothing in two. 0-2 day for Norby. Two flyouts, one to right field, one to left field. Gates has three appearances this year in AA. He's tossed five innings, has not allowed an earned run. Nine strikeouts, only one walk. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Norby down on three pitches as that changeup found its way right down the heart of the plate. So Gates starts his day with a strikeout, eighth overall for Richmond pitching. And now here's Kobe Mayo. And Gates has not been in a save situation yet this year for Richmond. This could obviously be a blown save if Bowie does somehow take the lead. But he's not going to finish this game. First pitch to Mayo, and he fouls it off of home plate. It's nothing and one to start. So four pitches, four strikes so far for Gates. Now, he had started the season basically split time between single-A San Jose and high-A Eugene. There have been a handful of pitchers for Richmond this year that are three-level arms, starting with San Jose at low-A and finding their way up here. The 0-1 pitch, and Mayo swings and misses. Slider outside, it's nothing and two. Keaton Wynn was one of them. He was Tuesday's starter. Landon Roop, yesterday's starter, was as well. As Gates sets and fires the next, Mayo bounces it up the third baseline, but foul. He cracked his bat. And he's going to get a new one from John Rhodes. But Gates was over halfway to an immaculate inning before that foul ball. First five pitches had all gone for strikes while striking out Connor Norby. But he's still yet to throw one out of the zone. That changeup was well placed in the lower outside corner. And now the 0-2 pitch. Mayo bounces it foul again to third. His bat stays intact on that one, and the count remains at no balls and two strikes. But again, Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning, each side with only one hit. The 0-2 pitch, and Mayo just gets a piece ahead on the changeup. It goes back to the screen. And the count stays at nothing and two. Well, you do wonder at this point if the Bay Sox have been playing the really, it's a game that no one wins, the game of scoreboard watching in the dugout during this contest. As another 0-2 pitch is lifted foul out toward right field and out of play. Count stays as Mayo has fouled off four consecutive 0-2 pitches. All of them have been on the zone as well, so it's not as if he's chasing. But even if Bowie is playing that scoreboard-watching game, they realize that they still need to win this game, whatever the other results are. The 0-2, and Mayo holds back. Curveball down and inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. But Altoona did do Bowie a favor, a 3-1 win over Erie today, thanks to their ace, Quinn Priester, tossing seven scoreless innings. Bowie's glad they don't have to see Priester for the rest of the year. He pitched them well last time Altoona was in town. But if Bowie can come back and win this one, they'd move into sole possession of first. The 1-2 to Mayo, swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball on the inside edge, the eighth pitch of the plate appearance, and Gates finally wins. Mayo was playing from behind that entire plate appearance. Really, none of his batted balls looked to be too hard hit, even when they were fouled off. Just enough movement to draw the easy foul on all of them. So now here's Hudson Haskin. Base is empty, two away here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch, and Haskin swings and misses on a changeup under his knees. It's nothing and one to start. Haskin walked in the fourth inning and got to third base. He's been the only base runner in scoring position for the Bay Sox today. But Bowie's work with runners in scoring position this series has flat out been not good. The 0-1, and Haskin rolls it in front of home plate, barehanded by Martirano in front of the dish, and he fires to first in time. Good response by the catcher, and the Bay Sox go down in order for the second consecutive inning. Seven in a row, retired by three different Richmond pitchers. We're on to the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Moving on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. This game has really been missing out on base runners. Fortunately, it means it's only a 1-0 game. Bowie just needs to make sure it stays that way as we move to the top of the seventh. Easton Lucas will take over for the Bay Sox as we move to the seventh inning. Left-hander will face 7, 8, and 9 in the Richmond lineup, starting with Riley Mahon. Tyler Birch is done. 1 1/3 innings for Tyler. No hits or runs. He struck out two batters and walked one. Lefty on lefty to start, but Maverick Handley asked for a quick time. He wasn't fully set. I think he was also waiting for one of the bat boys to get off of the warning track. So now we're ready to go as a mild shift is on for Mahon. First pitch in, And he watches an off-speed. Called for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Mahon, then Carter Aldretti, and Jacob Hayward to bat. Mahon has struck out twice today, both times swinging. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, off-speed down and away, and it's nothing and two. Easton Lucas, 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, traded over from Miami in 2019. 29 appearances and a 2-0 record this season. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Three pitches, finished it with a high fastball. Mahon strikes out for the third time today. Lucas opens his day with a strikeout. 12th overall for Bay Sox pitching. Now here's Carter Aldretti. Lucas has a 4.71 ERA this season with 49 and two-thirds innings worked. 59 strikeouts, 25 walks. He has allowed 5 home runs. First pitch into Aldretti. He is called a strike. Fastball at 95. Clips the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Lucas is coming off of perhaps one of his worst outings of the season, however. As the 0-1 pitch is popped out toward right field, this one carrying a bit back on Rhodes, but after sprinting back about 10 steps, he stops and makes the catch. There's two gone. Lucas was on an immaculate run for the Bay Sox after not allowing a run in the entire second half until August 23rd when he allowed a run in two innings to Altoona, the last time the Bay Sox were home. He allowed another run in an additional appearance to the curve later that week. But then his last time against Erie, he did not have the cleanest day, and he was one of the key factors to Bowie not even getting much of a chance in that walk-off loss. As Jacob Hayward bats, the first pitch to him is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Lucas allowed 3 runs in just 2/3 of an inning. He had a tough time getting outs that day. The 0-1 pitch to Hayward, and he swings and misses. Fastball up and away. It's nothing and two. Hayward's had a good day at the plate. 2 walks. He scored the only run of the game. After walking with 2 outs in the third, came home on Tristan Peters' RBI triple. But already the 0-2 in from Lucas, and it's checked on up and away. He didn't go. First base umpire is the one to make the call, and it's a ball and 2 strikes on that fastball. 95 from Lucas. He'll just have to try again. Still been a fast inning. That was only his 8th pitch. Base is empty, 2 away. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. A 9-pitch 7th for Easton Lucas with 2 strikeouts. Great way to start your relief appearance. We stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Maybe the Bowie offense can get something going. They trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the 7th inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie needs to get something going. It's been a great pitching performance from both sides. Each team with only 1 hit as Bowie trails Richmond 1-0. The Squirrels are dipping back into their bullpen. Already the 3rd reliever today, Nick Avila, will take over. Right-hander will face 4, 5, and 6 in the Bowie lineup, starting with the left-hander Cesar Prieto. Evan Gates is done. First two relievers for the Squirrels only fired one inning, but they were both perfect. Evan Gates fired a scoreless six with two strikeouts. Seven consecutive batters retired by Richmond pitching. As Avila takes over, 6'4", 195-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Modesto, California, 26th-round draft selection in 2019. As third base plays in on the baseline, should Prieto attempt a bunt? We'll see if he does. First pitch, and he does, but it's in the air and foul. Falls in not too far away from home plate, but it falls quickly, so it's nothing and one to start. I tell you, Prieto's, it's either his bunting skills or the way that pitchers have been pitching to him now that he's been with AA long enough. He's just not been able to lay down a serviceable bunt as much lately as he used to. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Prieto smacks it up the middle for a base hit anyway. Second hit of the game for the Bay Sox. Second time they've led off an inning with a runner on base after Andrew Dashbach walked in the third. Dashbach was left stranded at first. John Rhodes will try and do something different here. That's the first real base hit for either team today. Tristan Peters' RBI triple in the third was a ball that was lost in right field and just went over the fielder's head. John Rhodes' single in the fourth was a check swing, and he blooped it out to right field without intending to. First pitch to Rhodes, and he fouls it off, just a piece. Gets it back between the legs of the catcher, and it's nothing and one. Avila has 16 appearances this season. He's 1-1 with a 0.86 ERA, by far the best reliever in the pen, just in terms of the volume of his work. 21 innings, 22 strikeouts, 5 walks. The 0-1 pitch, and Rhodes smacks it the other way, foul. Already nothing and two. Avila makes his second appearance of this series. He came in the 8-6 game after Bowie had a 5-3 lead going into the top of the ninth inning. Nolan Hoffman blew a save and took a loss when he allowed 5 runs, and Bowie missed out on a chance to take sole possession of first place. The 0-2 pitch, and it's poked up the middle, a chance for two. Fitzgerald sidearms to Wilson, back to Genovese, double play. So Bowie instantly misses their first big chance since the fourth inning. And now the bases are empty for Zach Watson. That's the first double play that John Rhodes has hit into this season. 4-6-3. And now here's Watson. At the very least, the fact that Richmond is using Avila here just in the bottom of the seventh might be helpful for the Bay Sox because it means they'll have to go to other pitchers for the eighth and ninth. Watson is 0-2, and the first pitch to him is swung on and missed in the dirt. It's nothing and one to start on that curveball. Avila came in the bottom of the ninth after the Bay Sox were just stunned. That game shouldn't have even seen a bottom of the ninth inning. He struck out the first two batters, including Watson. He gave up a solo home run to Andres Angulo, but Bowie still lost that game 8-6. Bases empty, two away. The 0-1 pitch, and Watson swings and misses. Change up down, it's nothing and two. 0-2 day for Watson. He struck out swinging in the second inning, grounded out to third base in the fourth. Avila sets, holds at the waist. And the 0-2 pitch. Watson watches slider miss down and away. A ball and two strikes here. Avila was the closer at High A Eugene with 13 saves and only allowed 3 earned runs total. Struck out 31 batters against just 8 walks with High A. The 1-2 to Watson. Swinging a poke out towards center field, staying up long enough for Tristan Peters, who ranges to his right, and the inning is over. Bowie gets a leadoff single, but only sends the minimum to the plate, as they still trail 1-0. We're on to the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print.
not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Well, the Bowie pitching staff is putting together one of their best performances of the season. And so far, it's being wasted. As we move to the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie trails 1-0. The pitchers have allowed only one hit. And that hit only came to pass when the right fielder didn't see a fly ball coming his direction. They've struck out 13 batters, allowed just three walks. Easton Lucas is back to work after just a 9-pitch seventh inning. First pitch to Tristan Peters misses outside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0 to start on Peters, who had the hit for Richmond back in the third inning. It came with two outs. As the 1-0 pitch is called a strike, changeup hits the heart of the plate, and it's 1-1. These one-run games for the Bay Sox have always been so tense and so frustrating at the same time. The 1-1 pitch misses down, and it's two balls and one strike. But we won a one-run game last night, but it had only become a one-run game after the Bay Sox had a three-run lead and Jacob Hayward hit a two-run home run. The 2-1 pitch here is swung on and fouled, too far ahead of a slider, and it's two balls and two strikes on Peters. Bowie has 28 losses this season by one run. That's over a third of their losses on the entire year, and it's the most in minor league baseball. As the 2-2 is lined out toward right field, Rhodes runs down, and he covers the ground, makes the catch at the shoulder. And there's one away. Now Lucas is not shying away. That fastball was pretty much right down the middle again. Peters was definitely a bit early on it. But four straight retired for Easton Lucas out of the bullpen. Now here's Tyler Fitzgerald, who struck out all three times he stepped up. First pitch. And Fitzgerald muscles it out to right center field. This will be a hit. As it falls in and bounces over the wall. They had him shifted the other way, so Fitzgerald was easily able to slap it through the gap. Automatic double for Fitzgerald, and that is the first true hit for Richmond today after their triple, again, was only because the outfielder didn't see the ball. So now a runner in scoring position, again, in a game that has not had really any action. You need to be careful with every base runner as they come to pass. Here's Brandon Martirano, an 0-for-3 day. First pitch home, and it's outside. Off speed, and the count starts out at 1-0. Well, you really want to see Lucas finish out this inning scoreless, considering the run that he's been on since that Altoona series. The 1-0 pitch is inside, and it gets by. Fitzgerald goes to third. Still only one out, and now a runner at third on that wild pitch. All while Bowie's trailing 1-0 on just two hits. Now you've got to keep it on the infield as all four infielders play up. Martirano has struck out twice. He's flown out once, and he's ahead in the count 2-0. Pitch home, and it's called a strike. That fastball very generous on the inside edge. Decent-sized gap up the middle, too, for Martirano. He normally pulls the ball. 2-1, and he pulls it, but foul. Change up in the lower outside corner and goes to third. And the count evens at 2. Again, Bowie needs to make the most of this game as the Erie Seawolves lost again tonight. They've lost 3 of their first 4 in that series with Altoona. But as Bowie trails 1-0 here in the 8th, they need something. The 2-2. Martirano again fouls it off. Change up down and inside. And the count stays. But the chances have been there for Bowie in this series. The 10 runners they left on base and the 8 runners they left in scoring position on Tuesday. The 5 runs they allowed in the 9th inning while they were leading on Wednesday. And the 2-2 to Martirano here is line foul right side out of play. Pitch count rising for Lucas at this point. He's at 21 total. He's been around the mid-20s in his last 2 appearances. And usually stop around the mid-30s. Runner at third, one away. Now the 2-2. Just a piece. It's off of the catcher's glove and rolls away. This will be the 8th pitch of the plate appearance incoming. And even if you go back a week further, the 3 one-run losses for the Bay Sox in that series with Erie, including the walk-off loss on that Sunday finale, the chances that they've missed. Another 2-2. Curveball, called strike 3. Just tumbled its way down into the upper outside corner. Martirano not happy, but that one was on the zone. A relieving strikeout for Easton Lucas, his 3rd on the day and the 13th for Bay Sox pitching. Make it the 14th now. And now here's Will Wilson. Infield can play at a regular depth. First pitch to the right-hander, and Wilson watches changeup miss low. 1-0 to start. Wilson walked back in the 4th inning. He struck out twice, but runner still at 3rd. Base hit would double the lead for Richmond. As the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Fastball with some good movement. And it's 1-1. But again, at the rate that Bowie has been collecting base runners and the fact that they've only put one into scoring position all night, a 2-run lead might be too much. The 1-1. Misses, and it bounces away. Richmond scores. An automatic double and 2 wild pitches. It's 2-0 Richmond. Two and one the count on Wilson. And that might be it for Bowie. Here's the next pitch in, and it's bounced to short. Would have been nice a pitch ago. Given gloves, fires to first, the inning's over. Richmond takes a 2-0 lead. We're on to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, Bowie is running out of time, and things are only getting worse for them as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning, a game that has seen very few base runners for both sides. It's been Richmond that has capitalized on the few chances they've gotten. Richmond has only had seven base runners in this entire game. They've scored two of them. Meanwhile, Bowie has only had four base runners, and only one of them has made it into scoring position. As we move to the bottom of the eighth, Andrew Dashbach leads off while Nick Avila continues to work in relief. First pitch, and Dashbach swings and misses. Change up and in, it's nothing and one. Bottom three in the lineup to bat for Bowie. With Dashbach, Maverick Handley, and Chris Given, they're a combined 0-for-5. Only two hits for the Bay Sox, only two hits for Richmond today. As the 0-1 pitch is called a strike. Change up on the upper outside corner, it's nothing and two. Dashbach flew out to center field back in the fifth inning. He walked on a full count in the third. Avila retired the side on just nine pitches in the seventh. Despite giving up a single, John Rhodes instantly hit into a double play, and Bowie sent the minimum to the plate. The 0-2, up and away, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Bowie used the late home runs last night. Dashbach had one of them in the seventh inning. The 1-2 pitch here, and he bounces it foul to third. Bowie might need that again tonight, but the way this game has been going, it just doesn't seem like it's possible. Bowie has only had three fly balls in this game. Here's the 1-2. Dashbach swings and misses. Change up above the knees, and it's the first strikeout for Avila. 10th overall for Richmond pitching, and now here's Maverick Handley. Bowie only has three flyouts in this game. They've only gotten the ball out of the infield five times. And that's out of 26 batters. First pitch to Handley is hammered. Deep out to left field. Hayward's going to look up and watch it go. Maverick Handley says goodbye. His 11th home run of the season. A solo blast. And Bowie's on the board. They trail 2-1. It's very nice to have that come through. But it would have been nicer had that run not scored on the two wild pitches in the eighth. That could have been a game-tying blast. 102 miles an hour off the bat, 417 feet from home plate. Second home run that Avila has given up. It's come in his last two appearances, one to Andres Angulo two nights ago, and now one tonight. Here's Chris Given. First pitch is called a strike. Changeup hits the top half of the zone. It's nothing and one. Bowie gets Griffin McLarty up and moving in the bullpen to take the ninth inning. The 0-1 pitch. And Given gives it a charge out to deep left field. Hayward's back. He's at the wall. There it goes. Chris Given says goodbye. Back-to-back jacks for the Bay Sox. And we're all tied up at two. His second home run of the season with Bowie. Leaves the park at 98 miles an hour. and finishes 395 feet from home. And Avila has blown the save. Well, he's learning the hard way about the dimensions here at Prince George's Stadium. That much can be said. And it's going to lead to a mound visit. Avila had blown a handful of saves already. That's his fourth this season in six opportunities. And now maybe Bowie can get some work in as the top of the lineup comes to bat. They don't want to waste this opportunity now because that automatic double and the two wild pitches have, of course, led this to be a 2-2 game instead of Bowie leading 2-1. First pitch to Connor Norby is lined up the middle and in through a base hit. Out toward left center, but it's picked up by the left fielder Hayward. Three straight hits for the Bay Sox after they only had two hits over the first seven innings. Norby extends his hit streak to three consecutive games, five of his last six. And now a go-ahead run is on base for Kobe Mayo. Richmond gets the right-hander Clay Helvey up in the bullpen. He's been another quality reliever for the Squirrels this season. And he pitched Bowie well the last time he saw them. It was on Tuesday. He had a perfect ninth inning. But here's Mayo, 0-for-3. First pitch, and he pops it up. Out to right field, but the first baseman, Henevez, makes the catch in foul territory. That's one of those plays that you've seen from Mayo a little bit this season. The antsiness, just the little anxiousness can really get to you. Attacks the first pitch on a changeup that he was too far ahead on. And that's the second out of the inning. But now here's Hudson Haskin. Oh for 2 day for Hudson. He walked in the fourth. He got to third base and was left stranded. First pitch. And Haskin watches a slider for called strike. Finds the inside edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Well, until this inning, Haskin was the only runner to get to second base for Bowie. Back-to-back home runs for Maverick Hanley and Chris Given. Now the 0-1 pitch as Norby nearly gets picked off, and he does. Secondary lead, and he screwed it up. Avila saw it out of the corner of his eye, and Norby's picked off 2-3, ending the inning. Bowie ties the game, though. Back-to-back home runs from Maverick Hanley and Chris Given. We're on to the ninth inning. It's 2-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Oh,
to the ninth. A game that looked out of reach for the Bay Sox at the pace that it had gone is suddenly tied at two. Bowie only had two base hits over the first seven innings, and only one base runner found their way into scoring position. But in the bottom of the eighth, Maverick Handley and Chris Given back-to-back solo home runs to tie the game. And now in the ninth, Griffin McLarty will take over and try and give Bowie an opportunity to walk off. Right-hander out of the pen to face Armani Smith first. In the first pitch, is fouled off back to the screen, nothing and one to start. It'll be Smith, Ricardo Henevez, and then Riley Mahon. 5-6 and 7 in the Richmond lineup. Right-hander, right-hander, and then left-hander. Easton Lucas is done. It was a mostly strong appearance for Lucas. One batter gave him fits. And so far, it's a bit of trouble. The 0-1 misses high, and it's 1-1. Lucas gave up a double to Tyler Fitzgerald and then threw two wild pitches. One to move him to third, and one for him to score. If it weren't for that, Bowie would have the lead right now. It was the only base runner Lucas allowed. The 1-1 pitch misses. No, called for strike. Late ring-up on a fastball at the knees. That draws some jeers from the Richmond dugout. And it's a ball and two strikes. But it was two innings for Easton Lucas. One run, one hit. Three strikeouts, no walks. Smith is 0-for-2 on the day. And the 1-2 pitch is outside. Slider runs the count even at two balls and two strikes. Handley and Given picked up the first back-to-back home runs for Bowie since Maverick Handley and Andrew Dashbach did it. Also against Richmond here at Prince George's Stadium in late June. I guess something about Handley against Richmond. But McLarty holds set out of the windup at the waist, up to the chin. He turns and fires the 2-2. It's high. Slider runs the count full. Griffin McLarty, a 6'3", 185-pound right-hander. Eighth-round draft selection in 2019 from the College of Charleston. 26 appearances, a 2-3 record, and a 5.98 ERA this season. The payoff to Smith is outside for ball four. Now, we saw a pitch in that exact same location called for strike to Connor Norby at the start of the game. So to have that happen here on a full count in a tie game in the ninth inning leaves you scratching your head. And now the home plate umpire is giving a warning to the Richmond dugout, saying that he doesn't want to hear any more. They have every right to be upset about it, though, because the zone has been very inconsistent today. Dennis Pelfrey is walking down asking for, I suppose, just clarification, just wanting to cool over the tensions and probably, you know, just take away some of the heat that his dugout is leaning into the umpire. But now here's Ricardo Henevez. As a go-ahead run, starts the inning at first base. First pitch in, and Henevez lifts it out to deep center, but Watson doesn't look too concerned. He trots back softly and makes the catch. Runner at first tags. Throw comes to the infield, and it's late. Smith was able to read that well enough and sprinted to second base on a productive out. Henevez flies out to center and now go-ahead run in scoring position with only one out in the ninth. Here's Riley Mahon, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. First pitch, Mahon watches inside a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. He struck out swinging all three times, two times against Chase McDermott, and he struck out against Easton Lucas his last time up. Here's the 1-0. Outside. Off-speed, runs the count to 2-0. Nine pitches for McLarty, only three of them have found the strike zone so far. Now, Griffin McLarty has had one of the lower strike rates this season from Bay Sox pitchers. He's been with the Bay Sox pretty much since May. As the 2-0, misses down and inside, three balls and no strikes. I tell you, that threshold that you want is around 60% strikes. McLarty, all season with Bowie, has only thrown 59% of his pitches for strikes. When you include his time in Aberdeen, he's still at 59%. 3-0. Called strike. Fastball hits the top half of the zone, and it's 3-1. Runner at second, only one away here in the top of the ninth inning, as Bowie and Richmond are tied at 2. Out of the stretch, McLarty holds at the waist and sends home the 3-1. It's up and away, ball 4, second walk of the inning. Here comes Maverick Handley to talk. It's the sixth walk given up by Bay Sox pitching today. And Carter Aldretti will bat. McLarty is coming off of back-to-back scoreless outings, including one on, what was that, Wednesday. But he did have to come in and clean up the mess that Nolan Hoffman had made in the ninth inning. McLarty got 3 quick outs after Richmond had already done their business, scoring 5 times before an out was recorded. McLarty got 2 flyouts and a strikeout. Aldretti is 0 for 3. He's only gotten it out of the infield once. 2 pop-outs and a flyout. First pitch. Right-hander watches down and in. It's 1-0 to start. Aldretti flew out to right field his last time up. Like many times this season, the Bay Sox have had to scratch and claw their way to stay in this game. As the 1-0 pitch is lifted out toward deep right center field, Watson's running back. He's looking up, and it's gone. Bowie had to scratch and claw their way back. And McLarty gives up a 3-run home run. It's 5-2. Fourth home run of the season for Aldretti. Eighth home run given up by McLarty this year. And Bowie's going to miss out on another big chance to gain ground on Erie. Second time in 3 nights that Richmond has put on big work in the ninth inning. First pitch to Jacob Hayward is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Hayward 0 for 1. Struck out swinging in the seventh. He's walked twice, scored once. 0-1 pitch. And a breaking ball. Misses down and inside. It's 1-1. Bowie has not been a good team in the ninth inning this season. Not anything to even sugarcoat. Their work in the ninth has been one of the worst in the league. Not one of the worst. As the 1-1 pitch is lined out to right center field for a base hit. Picked up by Watson. It's a single for Hayward. McLarty's faced 5 batters here in the ninth. He's retired 1. 3-game hit streak for Hayward. And now it's back to the top of the lineup. And Bowie has now allowed 56 runs in the ninth inning this season. And when you consider the fact that you don't always play a ninth inning, say when you lose on the road, or when you're playing in doubleheaders that only have 7 innings, to allow 56 runs compared to some innings where you haven't even allowed that many, that's something to say. And then compounding that, the Bay Sox themselves have only scored 33 runs in the ninth inning. That is the fewest in the Eastern League by far. It's a run differential of minus 23. It's their worst overall inning this season by twice as much as any other inning. And it leads to a brief mound visit. Taking on a quick breeze through the Eastern League as Portland takes down Binghamton 11-5. They use a 6-run seventh inning to cruise past that one. They trailed 5-2 entering the frame. Wow. Reading demolished New Hampshire, 11-0 the final there. Akron's currently blanking Harrisburg 3-0. Somerset trying to wrap up a 2-1 win over Hartford. And right now, Bowie trails 5-2 in the ninth. Here's Tristan Peters. Left-hander is 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch to him is outside. Fastball and the count starts out at 1-0. Peters had the RBI triple in the third inning on a ball lost in the lights. Made it 1-0 at that point, and the game was stuck at 1 until the eighth inning. 1-0. Called a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Well, Bowie and Erie, they're both out of gas at this point. It seems obvious between these two teams as the 1-1 is bounced up the middle for a base hit. Hayward's going to go to third. Six batters for McLarty, only one out. Three straight hits. Second of the day for Peters. Yeah, Erie's only been able to pick up one hit or one win out of the four games they played with Altoona. And at this rate, Bowie's only going to pick up one win of the four games they played with Richmond. What seems to be the key difference the last few days, though, is that Erie has not really led in too much of their series with Altoona. The Bay Sox have been in just about every game this week. And they've just lost out on every opportunity. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. First pitch, swing and a miss. Slider outside, and it's nothing and one to start. 21 pitches for McLarty. That was only the 10th strike. First and third with one out. The 0-1 pitch misses high. Fastball, and it's 1-1. So Bowie's going to have to cover a lot of ground in the bottom of the ninth. One pitch. Pop foul out of play to the right side. It's 1-2. Richmond's back to getting right-hander Clay Helvey loose in the bullpen. He'll come out and try to log his first save of the season. One-two pitch. Fouled off back to the screen. Looks like Bowie's going to start getting a pitcher warm themselves. Another 1-2. Runner at first goes. It's inside. Hanley feigns the throw. It's an easy steal for Tristan Peters, his fifth of the season. So no chance at the double play now as the count goes even at 2 on Fitzgerald. They tried to see if Hayward was going to try the steal of home on the back end, but he didn't go. And now the entire infield has to play in. Here's the 2-2. Popped up on the infield. Dashbach makes the call. First baseman makes the catch. Finally, the second out of the inning. Took six batters. Make it seven batters to get there. And now here's Brandon Martirano. Bowie's going to get Jake Prezina warming up in the bullpen as the ninth inning has gotten out of hand for the second time in three nights. Martirano is 0-for-4. He struck out three times. He went down looking in the eighth. As McLarty steps off the back of the rubber. Bowie and Erie continuing that thought. They both definitely seem to be out of gas. And Altoona is probably going to start making a charge. Same with Akron for the playoffs. First pitch to Martirano is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. Because Akron just took a 5-0 lead over Harrisburg in the top of the eighth. If everything comes to a close as the way it stands, Akron will be three games out of first place with 8 games to play. Altoona will be 3.5 games out of first place. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, it's nothing and two. Second and third with two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. But we entered the frame tied at two, and Griffin McLarty gave up a 3-run home run after two walks. Right-hander sets. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Instead of going to the bottom of the ninth tied, Bowie has to cover ground. They trail by three. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Glad you're giving it with us here into the bottom of the ninth inning. Unfortunately, this game got out of hand again. Second night in three nights that the Bay Sox have given up multiple runs in the ninth inning when they either had a lead or a tie. It was 2-2 entering this frame, but Griffin McLarty allowed a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 3-4 and 5 for Bowie to bat against new pitcher Clay Alvey. Nick Avila is done. He's suddenly in line for a win after blowing the save. He allowed two runs on four hits in two innings with one strikeout, allowed two home runs. First pitch to Hudson Haskin is down and away, off speed, and the count starts out at 1-0. 0-for-2 day for Haskin with a walk. After him, Cesar Prieto and John Rhodes will bat. Right-hander Helvey sends the next, and it's called a strike. Generous on the outside edge of the zone. We'd seen pitches called for ball there only about an inning ago. But it's a ball and a strike. Clay Alvey, a 6'3", 195-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Charlotte, fires the 1-1, and a changeup misses low. It's two balls and one strike now. Here's the next. Haskin watches just low. Fastball barely missed. That one looked close, maybe a bit under the knees, and it runs the count to 3-1. And again, a 5-2 game now. As the 3-1 pitch is lifted out to shallow center. Running down, Peters closes the ground, makes the catch, and there's one away. Here's Cesar Prieto. Yeah, the play has just not been the cleanest from the Bay Sox today. While this is going to be the first game for them without an error committed in actually quite some time, last time Bowie did not commit an error was September 3rd, as Prieto checks his swing on the first pitch and he went around. Home plate umpire calls him up on it. It's nothing and one to start. So six games for Bowie that he'd committed an error. They're coming up without one now, but the mental mistakes were still there. Well, they don't show up on the scorecard. They show up on the final score. The 0-1 misses down to Prieto, and it's a ball and a strike. Because if it's a cleaner eighth inning for Easton Lucas, where he doesn't throw two wild pitches with a runner at second, the back-to-back home runs for Bowie would have given them the lead. 1-1 here, and Prieto swings and misses at a changeup under his knees by a mile. It's 1-2. But again, of course, the game probably would have had a different trajectory if that run didn't score and it was still 1-0. Might not have had the back-to-back home runs. The 1-2, and Prieto swings and misses. Changeup outside, and the Bay Sox are down to their final out. First strikeout for Helvey, 11th overall for Richmond pitching. And now here's John Rhodes. Well, this night took its first turn when Rhodes did not see a ball hit out in his direction in the third inning. A fly ball toward the warning track that he ran in on. Lost it completely in the lights, flew well over his head, and it eventually became an RBI triple. First pitch to him is called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. So 1-for-3 day for Rhodes overall. He hit into a double play his last time up, and he swings and misses at the next pitch. Fastball down and away, and Bowie's down to their last strike. Second time in three nights that the Bay Sox gave up a multi-run ninth inning in a game that they were well within striking distance of. And when they come up for the bottom of the ninth, they are well out of it. The 0-2, Rhodes watches it miss low, and it's a ball and two strikes. So Bowie's just going to have to try again tomorrow and hope that they keep getting lucky with Altoona and Erie. Two different nights. Altoona has picked up a win over Erie, and Bowie has missed their chance. The 1-2 bounces in, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two nights ago when Bowie led 5-3 in the ninth and eventually lost 8-6, they had a chance to gain a game over Erie and missed. Erie lost today to Altoona 3-1. Bowie has a chance to gain a game, and they've missed that chance. The 2-2. Rhodes swings and misses. Bowie blows another big game to the Richmond Flying Squirrels, allowing three runs in the top of the ninth inning, going from a 2-2 tie to a 5-2 loss. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, Bowie just can't get it together this series as they blow another big opportunity against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Had to claw their way back after failing to really get anything going offensively over the first seven innings. Smack two solo home runs to tie the game at two and then instantly blow it with a three-run home run allowed in the top of the ninth inning. And they lose to Richmond 5-2. Miss out on a chance to move into sole possession of first place. A sentence that I feel as if I have been saying a lot over the last few days. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame, we'll recap this game in depth. Not much to discuss, as there wasn't actually too much action until we got to the eighth inning. But then we'll look around the Eastern League and check in on some of the other teams. Of course, as mentioned, Bowie missed out on their chance to move into first place. Erie lost. That's a bit of a spoiler, but we'll check on all the other teams as well. But first, we've got a recap. So take you back in time to 7:09 when first pitch came home from Chase McDermott to Tristan Peters. It was a ball, but McDermott eventually worked a perfect first inning with two strikeouts. Both starting pitchers were off to fantastic starts, as neither side allowed a base runner in the first two innings. Chase McDermott and Kyle Harrison each racked up four strikeouts over those first two frames, but it was McDermott to blink first. In the top of the third inning, with two outs, he walked Jacob Hayward on a 3-1 count. Tristan Peters, the first batter in the lineup, stepped up, and he was aided by the sky to get Richmond's first hit. But McDermott's innings have been just slightly longer than Kyle Harrison's so far. And, of course, this inning is going to be his longest, the 1-2. Swinging a belted shot out toward right field, but hanging up, John Rhodes doesn't see it, and it's way over his head. Bounces off the warning track. This is going to score Hayward. It might even score Peters. He's going to hold up at third. RBI triple as Rhodes completely lost the ball. Richmond leads 1-0. And for quite some time, that was the only Richmond hit, a ball that John Rhodes literally just didn't see. And it looked like Bowie was going to be in some tough trouble. In the bottom of the fourth, they finally collected their first hit as John Rhodes had a bloop single. He took a half swing on a high fastball and just made some incidental contact, poked it over to right field. That put a runner to third, a tying runner, but with two outs, he was left stranded. Chase McDermott allowed a walk with two outs in the fifth and had to be lifted, but it would still be a scoreless inning as Tyler Birch took over. As Richmond dipped into their bullpen in the fifth and sixth, they didn't allow a base runner. Will Jensen and Evan Gates both worked perfect. In the seventh inning, as Easton Lucas took over, it was a fast frame. Nine pitches, two strikeouts, and three quick outs. Bottom of the seventh, the Bay Sox got a base hit, but nothing out of it. And in the top of the eighth, Richmond got to work with one base hit. Tyler Fitzgerald lifted a double off of the right center field wall. He got it over the wall, an automatic double. And Easton Lucas, working around that with one out, something just wasn't right for it, and Lucas basically gifted Fitzgerald the run. The 1-1. Misses, and it bounces away. Richmond scores. An automatic double and two wild pitches. It's 2-0 Richmond. So two wild pitches, and Lucas basically just gave Fitzgerald a free path to home plate. And Bowie trailed by two, going into the bottom of the eighth inning, a game that they only had one true base hit in. Cesar Prieto had a single in the seventh inning up the middle. That was really Bowie's only real, you can't doubt it, hit. In the bottom of the eighth, though, after Nick Avila had worked scoreless in the seventh, Andrew Dashbach struck out swinging to open. And Maverick Handley, he found a good pitch to hit. First pitch to Handley is hammered. Deep out to left field. Hayward's got to look up and watch it go. Maverick Handley says goodbye. His 11th home run of the season. A solo blast. And Bowie's on the board. They trail 2-1. So it looked like that second run for Richmond was potentially a difference maker. Because the Bay Sox could have tied the game with that home run. But instead, they still trailed by one. Chris Given, however, had different plans and was sure to make sure that Bowie could tie the game. The 0-1 pitch. And Given gives it a charge out to deep left field. Hayward's back. He's at the wall. There it goes! Chris Given says goodbye! Back-to-back jacks for the Bay Sox. And we're all tied up at two. So obviously a quick heel turn there for Bowie, the way the offense had been struggling. But again, it would have been nicer had that come without the run gifted to Richmond in the top of the eighth. Because as the game went to the ninth, Griffin McLarty came on and had trouble throwing strikes. He walked the first batter, got a fly out from the second batter, but then walked the third batter. And Carter Aldretti took him deep as the 1-0 pitch is lifted out toward deep right center field. Watson's running back. He's looking up, and it's gone. Bowie had to scratch and claw their way back. And McLarty gives up a three-run home run. It's 5-2. McLarty gave up two more singles after that before finally settling and getting a pop-out and a strikeout to end the inning. But it was the second time in three nights that the Bay Sox allowed Richmond to score multiple times in the ninth and ruined Bowie's chances at even sniffing a win, because in the bottom of the ninth, Clay Helvey came on and shut the door on the Bay Sox. The 2-2. Rhodes swings and misses. Bowie blows another big game to the Richmond Flying Squirrels, allowing three runs in the top of the ninth inning, going from a 2-2 tie to a 5-2 loss. So your final box score, Richmond scores five runs on five hits with no errors. They left on seven. Bowie scores two runs on five hits with no errors. They only left on three. Nick Avila is the winning pitcher. He moves to 2-1 on the season, while Griffin McLarty takes the loss. He falls to 2-4. Clay Helvey picks up the save. It's his first this year. Game was played in 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 4,533. With the win, Richmond moves to 62-67 on the season. Their short little one-game losing streak is over, as Richmond is now 30-37 when playing on the road. With the loss, Bowie falls to 64-66 on the season. A one-game losing streak. The Bay Sox are 36-31 at home. Second half sees Bowie fall to 37-24, while Richmond improves to 22-38. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow, and we'll preview that game in a little bit, but for now we break. When we return, we check in on the scoreboards. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, back one final time to Prince George's Stadium follow our Bay Sox postgame following another wildly disastrous loss for Bowie as they fall to Richmond 5-2, allowing three runs in the top of the ninth inning. As we take a quick look around the rest of the Eastern League, it was a big day for Portland. They had a six-run seventh inning over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies after trailing 5-2. Portland wins that one 11-5. Reading took it a step further over New Hampshire. They blanked them 11-0. Akron is in the midst of a shutout themselves. They've held Harrisburg to only one hit. Akron is probably going to pick up this 5-0 win as they move into the bottom of the ninth inning, and they've just closed up shop up in Hartford. A 2-1 win for the Somerset Patriots. They scored the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth inning. So at the end of the day, if Akron can hold on to their 5-0 win, this is basically one of the worst-case scenarios for the Bay Sox when they had another big chance to win. Bowie falls to 37-24, as does Erie, so the two sides are still tied for first place in the Southwest Division with only 8 games remaining in the regular season. Akron, should they finish out their win, will move to 3 games out of first place, still in third, and Altoona, having already won over Erie, are 3.5 games out of first place. Again, still with 8 games left to play in the regular season. Around the rest of the Orioles organization, you've got 2 games closed, including Bowie, and 2 games in action. Aberdeen about to close out an 8-2 win over the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. They're in the bottom of the 9th inning there. Norfolk has a 6-3 lead over Memphis in the top of the 7th, but it was 6-0 at one point, so Norfolk needs to hold the line. And then a 3-run second inning sealed the deal for Delmarva today as they hosted the Rangers affiliate, the Down East Wood Ducks. It was a 3-1 final up at Purdue Stadium. Of course, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately, it was not a good one. As the Bay Sox allow 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning, Griffin McLarty lets up a 3-run home run, and it went from a 2-2 tie into a 5-2 loss. Bowie and Richmond are back at it tomorrow for Game 5 of this series, as the Bay Sox do not have a chance to win the series anymore. They just have to hope for a series split. Brennan Hanafy will get the start for Bowie. Right-hander is 2-1 with a 4.64 ERA. Richmond sends out right-hander Kaiwei Tang, 5-12 this year. He leads the Eastern League in losses, a 5.49 ERA. 6:35 first pitch with a 6:15 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. That's going to do it for us, though, from Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabata saying thanks for stopping by. Sorry it couldn't have been a better finish. As Bowie falls to Richmond 5-2, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.